systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, June 1st, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 199. 199 episodes of this motherfucking shit we started way back in February last year. We've been doing shows every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you're a new listener, welcome. Shows usually start around 10 o'clock p.m. Montana time. Live shit. How are you?
I'm great. I'm almost not even that amazed that it's episode 199 anymore.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's just...
It's only... Dude, it's
I've
only,
already accepted that we're going to be doing this forever.
The rest of our lives.
Yeah, for it's as only, long as we can.
But it's only been episode 199 for like 2 minutes now.
Yeah. Well,
so how can you already be over it?
Well, I was never even about it in the first place.
Should we just skip ep 200 and
no,
just
200
go right,
will be cool.
Should we just stop naming them numbers?
Every 100 episodes is pretty sweet.
The burger says, wow, you are getting old now. When are you going to start doing it 5 days a week? And Bong the Gong says, when they move in together.
Yeah, and when we're getting paid to do
we,
this.
Honestly, I will be more than happy to do this 5 days a week if that's all I have to do.
Right.
But as long as I still have to work and... Work and work, then it will be 3 days a week. But we won't go down to two like NLO and some other bullshit podcasts. We won't go down to one like most of the other podcasts. We will stay right at three.
Yeah,
like
but
three.
You know why those podcasts are at 1 to 2 episodes a week?
Why?
I think you know why. We were going to talk about it.
Were
certain hosts.
Oh,
maybe.
Because that's all they can afford. Because
right.
Their host charges them by the fucking minute. That's
yeah.
So gay. Holy shit! Hey guys, you know how I know you're all gay? Because you fucking host through Libsyn and you let them anally rape your anuses like every month.
Yeah,
you're like
every month.
In your calendar. You're like fucking start menu calendar. Oh, first of the month, get my butt whacked over by Libsyn.
Right. Better get some more lube.
Fuck, better go take my other paycheck and get some fucking lube.
Yeah,
God, that must fucking suck.
Seriously, how?
I don't know.
Why
what
would you even do that?
Because they do RSS for you.
But
I know.
Fucking Google
but
it.
But there's
figure
a million
it out.
Things that can do that for you because. Because
yeah.
They were around when podcasting first started, so people thought you had to use them or something. But don't
but
worry.
What if you didn't?
Because, don't worry, because soon there will be a company that will rival Libsyn, started by myself and my friend, Chris, the Uber web geek.
Hopefully it works out.
It should. We're planning out everything. It should be good. And we can fucking, we'll give you guys everything Libsyn gives you. For half the fucking
Burger
money.
Burger says, I thought Libsyn was the cheapest.
No,
like $5
dude.
A
Libsyn
month.
Is like the most $5 a month if you do one 10-minute show once a week. And it's
right.
In like 32K fucking mono.
Yeah.
They charge... Yeah, dude, look at
they
their fucking...
They charge you by the minute.
But that's fine. It's stupid. This is the Jam Hole. We're not hosted on Libsyn. We host our own fucking shit through our friends. Keep the money local.
Right.
Episode 199. Thank you guys so much. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, I got it here. Type things. It will appear magically on my screen, and then I will magically read it on the show.
Is that magic?
It is magic.
Is it?
If you don't know how it does it, do you know how this works?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you program this?
No.
Then you don't know how it works.
Okay.
Then it's magic.
No.
Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That spells got P. Live phone lines are open. Real quick, it is June 1st. The Podcast Alley Podcast Gangbang Rush is on. If you haven't already, go to thejamhole.com/rush. You will see a list of 7 podcasts there. They're all members of the PGB, the Podcast Gangbang. You want to each give them one vote. on as many computers and IP addresses and email addresses as you can.
Officially, Basement Boys in the original Geeks podcast.
That was the next thing I wanted to mention.
I just read your mind. Don't worry about it.
I saw that. That was pretty good. I spent all fucking weekend indoors. It was beautiful out. You know, I left here and there. If you follow the jamhole.com/Twitter, you saw an awesome picture of Ryan in his fucking black wife
that
beater
is so awesome.
With his fanny pack ready to fucking bike ride. Oh, man, I faffed with that
mess. That is the biggest fanny pack I've ever seen.
It was the most amazing time. But, yeah, I was web designing and doing shit all fucking weekend for this site I'm designing for a client of mine. If you guys are into golf, I'll have a pretty sweet product for you pretty soon. And the other thing I was working on is podcastgangbang.com. If you go right now to www.podcastgangbang.com, you will see the work in progress. That will be the site where you can go to. There will be one feed to subscribe to. You will get every member of the PGB in that feed, all of their episodes. You will be getting new shows at least every day. There will be a new show from one of our shows every day.
Of the week, at least.
Right.
Maybe not the weekend.
And some days you'll have two new episodes of two shows or whatever. So every show on there will have their own section on there. They will have their own info that they can log into. They can post their episodes. And then for any people that need hosting or want something a little cheaper, then we will start offering our hosts. I'm not going to tell you guys what the name is yet. Because there's nothing on the site, but look forward to seeing that and having a better option. You won't have to do any of the RSS or any of the stats or anything that people are like, oh, but Libsyn does this for me. We will do it for you for half
cheaper.
The fucking price.
And so I hear Libsyn.
And hey, don't worry about if your show is an hour twice a week and you're like, oh, we're running out of time. You're not running out of time because, like, that's all there is to do. You're running out of time because if you go any longer, your host is going to bang you out the ass for more money. We're not going to do that.
It's like when you go over your minutes on your cell phone.
Exactly. We're not charging you by bandwidth. We're charging you per package, and it has nothing to do with bandwidth because, hey, over here in Jamholia, bandwidth is unlimited, son. I don't
know. Apparently it's slow, so I hear, though.
Fuck. It's so slow, I'm sure.
Kalispell servers are slow.
Yeah, because all of our shit's hosted here in Kalispell.
Right, of
course.
Good,
Josh, good. So, yeah, I would formally, officially like to welcome being, I guess, I'm the CEO of this shit.
I
don't know.
I think
I'm doing the web designing, so that makes me
the self-assigned CEO.
That makes me the self-assigned, the S-A-S-E-O, or S-A-C-E-O, of podcastgangbang.com. I would like to welcome Basement Boys and Original Geeks Podcast. Round of applause. Congratulations. You are now officially part of the PGB. Congratulations. So yeah, last time I checked, we were number 7 or 8 overall on Podcast Alley and number 4 in comedy. I think Distorted View passed us.
Thanks.
But that's fine. They've been around forever.
Right.
If we had
1,000 episodes, we would pass them.
Right. We'd have our own podcast alley.
Right.
But yeah, good job, guys, to everybody that voted. Thank you so much. And if you guys haven't voted yet, like I said, if you want to just vote for us, thejamhole.com/vote, or everyone is thejamhole.com/rush, R-U-S-H. While we're speaking of other shit, I finally got around to making this weekend thejamhole.com/store. Now, instead of going, I mean, until we get an actual shopping cart, which we're working on, that'll hopefully be up by next weekend. Until then, you go to thejamhole.com/store. You can buy either the Book of Matthew for a $10 donation. You get that for free, and it comes with stickers. Or for an $18 donation, we have about 10 shirts left, and then that's it for a while. So if you don't
have...
Some
of them have been worn.
Some of them have been worn.
The mediums
have. If you want a medium, because Danny likes to wear them. But they smell really good, so some of them might have semen stains on them, I'm not sure. But the Book of Matthew, $10 donation, you get the CD, 14 tracks, 11 with beats, 3 spoken word, and then $18 donation, you get a Jamhole t-shirt, also with stickers, and I will probably throw in a CD every now and then.
Buy a couple shirts, we'll even throw in a big purple dildo.
Oh, real quick! You might have seen this on thejamhole.com/Twitter.
Or behind you.
Or behind
this whole
me
time.
This whole episode. So, I get to work this morning, and I'm like, I'm going to go check the P.O. box.
Right.
I have a couple of CDs to send out. I sent one to FMOS, and then I sent one to Paulo that he ordered. Thank you guys very much. And I'm like, hey, Jesus.
That thing looks a lot bigger.
I
got to
go check
face.
The P.O. box. So I open it up thinking there's probably going to be, you know, a little postcard or something in there. And there's a key. I'm like, ooh, big parcel.
It is big.
What could this possibly be?
It's the Great American Challenge.
That's so, whoa, Bill. So
you keep hitting your microphone.
So I go to the fucking the parcel box, and I open it up, and there is a huge fucking box in there. And I'm like, what the fuck could this be?
So you go back
and
to
I
work.
And I instantly get excited. I'm like, holy shit, this is so big. This is such an awesome, big, giant fucking box.
Right.
What could this possibly be? So I take the box to the office. And I'm like, hey, look, everybody.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did do that. Oh, wow. I'm like, hey, look, everybody that I work with, ladies and my boss and all the guys that I work with. I'm like, check out this awesome big giant fucking package that I got. Aren't you guys all jealous? Look at this. It's because I do a podcast and
the
people like me.
The girls are especially jealous.
People like me, so they send me stuff. Check this shit out. And they're like, whoa, whoa, dude, what's in it? That's awesome. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I didn't order anything. I have no idea what it could possibly be. But hey, all stand around me while I open it. And they're like, oh, cool, open it. And I fucking open it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
there's a big, giant, pink, purple fucking dong in this box that I just opened up in front of everybody I fucking work with. And they're like, oh, Oh!
Can I take that home?
Whoa! And I saw a couple of the girls. They were like, take that out for a fucking test spin.
Wow! You should know better by now to never open anything sent to us because it could be anything.
It could be anything. And now I know that it could be anything.
There could have been like 2 pounds of weed in that box.
And so. Really, if you guys are gonna send us dildos. Burger says sexual harassment lawsuit? Hmm?
Well,
no, not yet.
Last week on Wednesday, the dude from Arado Toys was talking to me in the chat, and he wanted the P.O. box so he could send us something.
The guy that fucking runs a dong shop.
Right, basically.
Wanted the
sex
P.O. box.
Shop.
Was like, hey, Braden, what's the P.O. box? I want to send something to it.
So I'm like, here you go, because I don't check the P.O. box.
And you, like, told it never crossed your mind that, like,
I was totally reading this conversation out loud while you're sitting right there, totally oblivious.
Hey, Matt.
Your fault, because you don't listen to me.
Hey, Matt, by the way, you might be getting a big giant dildo in the P.O. box. I just want to throw that out there. Not saying you will.
I even
but I
said
just...
something like that. But you
did I acknowledge it?
No, but that doesn't
then
matter. I still
really?
Said it. It's up
really?
To you to listen to when I tell you things. And if you don't listen, then that's your fault. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, excuse my face. The damage is done.
Yes.
I got fired.
No,
thanks.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. But now they're all like, whoa, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah,
I'm
now
like,
you're
well,
going to get some. So how's the new package, Matt?
And honestly,
how are you liking your package?
Like, it had to have been a joke. And I didn't, like, there was no name, no nothing on the box. So I was like, this seems kind of weird. Is it a bomb? Like, what is? Is it the bomb? I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, really, though, in reality, if you're going to send a sex toy, like, send something I can use. What guy in their
well,
right mind...
Well, no, I think
mind,
he got it to send for Danny. To,
well, that's
to
what I'm saying,
her.
Though. What guy in their right mind would let their girlfriend use something that big? Like, if you
true.
Fucked your girlfriend with that, you... Every
well,
you time
put it
you
in her ass,
her,
of course.
Well, obviously. And,
or
and
no,
then
you just put
up.
It in her vagina and then you fuck the ass.
But what I'm
now.
Saying is, if that's in the vagina once,
right.
Your dick is nothing. I mean, I got, you know, an
well,
average
you'd
size.
You let it tighten up a little while.
You can't tighten up after that.
Just
that
one.
Is, that is Rexville, dude. Population,
yeah.
Your bitch.
I guess so.
You can't do nothing with that. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to send sex toys, send something we could use. Send, like, you know, a fleshlight or something. Send a fleshlight so I can send it to the fleshlight kid.
Right. That was just going to say
I
that.
I still haven't done that. As
did he
as,
send you the money for that?
He did once a long time ago.
And
he
then
sent,
you
like,
spent
50
it.
Bucks. Well, it wasn't enough for it, and then bills got taken out, and then the account went into negative moneyville, which is probably where it's still fucking at. Because right. I haven't transferred any PayPal funds yet because I don't want it to fuck the account over anymore. They probably think every time I put money in there from PayPal, they actually are supposed to take money out.
Right.
And it's like, no, that's actually plus sign monies, not
however
negative.
Much money is put in, they have to put in that much plus.
Just
that
double
much
it.
More.
Would
yeah.
you just do, just do me a favor? It. Just double it. So, yeah, we got that in the mail, and that was pretty awesome. I'm really glad I took the time to open it in front of everybody I work with.
It's pretty funny.
I totally appreciate that. But, yeah, like I was saying, so the jamhole.com/store, that's where everything we, you know, jamhole-related CDs. I'm working on a couple more hip-hop CDs. Hopefully you guys like this one. I know the beats aren't that great, but it's, you know, I found them, so.
Right, they're free beats. What do
just
you do?
Listen to what I'm saying is what you should be doing with that. And, yeah, we got, like I said, the shirts on there, stickers. We don't have that many stickers left, but we're still to the point where if you guys send an envelope with some stamps, we'll fucking send you a few. And every order that you guys post, we'll send you guys stickers in with them. So, but yeah, definitely buy my CD. I want you guys to hear it. It's good. I'm proud of it.
Nice. You put a lot of work into that. It took
I
you,
did.
How
like
long did it take
6 months
you?
Just yeah. by the time I wrote everything.
Right.
And then recorded, you know, emo poetry 1 through 20.
And
a lot of the
recorded.
Shit, a lot of the shit on the album is those lyrics, but right. rearranged and put to beats and stuff. And then there's a few that I kept spoken word. But, yeah, I spent a lot of time on it and, you know, a lot of time recording it because I want it to sound just right and auto-tuning and all that kind of shit.
Really,
you
Matt?
Know, it's got to sound
good.
Because
Cool Edit Pro has auto-tuning.
Right. So, and then, yeah, the other thing I did want to mention was thank you to whoever sent the big dildo. Appreciate right. that. I watched the movie Push the other day.
Yeah.
I still haven't finished it.
I watched a crappy TS of it a while
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a good DVD rip of it on
I know.
I
watched
it
a long time ago.
Oh. Well, the only thing I did want to mention, you know when there's heroes, right? There's right. a lot of people with abilities in there.
I haven't even watched Heroes in a while.
And then there's, like, X-Men. There's... excuse my face. There's a lot of superhero-type movies.
There's all
movies.
Kinds. There's Dragon Ball Z.
Blech. Right. So blech. The gist of what I'm trying to get to is, do you think... that the actors that play in these movies and do the telekinesis stuff, like the movers in Push, or
right.
the pushers, whatever they're called.
Movers, I think.
It's always the same, like, hand gesture when you're moving stuff. It's like that, and, like, you're choking someone, you know?
Well, what else would it be?
Well, that's...
It's universally known.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I always wonder, like, do the actors actually think... Because actors aren't known for being super smart.
No.
I don't know if you know this or not, but...
No.
Right. So, I was always wondering, like, do actors just sit at home and they're like, between reading The Secret, the book, right?
Right.
And then being...
Hey, you know, they're making a movie.
Of course they are. They made a movie of that.
Well,
long time ago.
Another
one, The Secret 2.
Yeah.
More secretive. The like, most,
the biggest secret.
What's the opposite of a secret? An announcement?
Yeah.
The Secret 2, the announcement. Final announcement. The bulletin. The direct message.
Yeah.
The private, the PM. But I always just think, like Siler or whoever, he played Spock in Star Trek, which I also haven't seen yet, but, like, I can just picture these guys sitting around at home all day, like, trying to move stuff towards them.
Really?
Because they see themselves do it, because, you know, the finished
right,
product
but when they're
looks
filming
believable.
The movie, but when they're filming the movie, it's not like they're doing that, and then someone is... magically making that move. So like,
well,
did
yeah.
I just do that? It's like, no, that's special
but that's
effects.
Whoa, kitty.
Jesus.
Just took a whack at the dildo.
She wants that thing.
But I'm just saying, because of how smart they are, they see it and they're like, you know, we haven't unlocked all the secrets of the universe. Is it maybe possible? Am I the one? Because...
Hey, I'll just put it to you this way. They haven't tried doing that any more than you have.
I think... I beg to differ. I think they have.
Because how many times have you sat there and just, like,
I've
stared
tried
at something and tried to move it?
I've tried to stop my clock a few times.
Have you?
Only when I'm asleep. Like, I
really?
Wake up
I know.
And I'm like, holy shit, it's 9 o'clock. Shit.
I'm a mover, too. I can make my dick move magically.
I can... That I can do. See?
Yeah.
See?
Got a little bit of it.
One step closer.
I can make a move with not without even touching. All I do is just a little slide of finger, and it just moves.
It's amazing.
I know. It's
magic. And my thumb? Yep. I'm like, whoa. But yeah, I don't know. I just always laugh to myself watching those movies because I can picture, like, the actor sitting in his house just, like, trying to move stuff, and then his maid comes in and is like, oh, did you need that? And he's like, oh.
The hardest part, I think, would be acting like you're in being all badass while you're trying to move that shit, because in my mind, I'm just going to be thinking about how silly I look pretending to move stuff with my mind.
Yeah, well, yeah. And
you know, I mean, the finished result isn't like that, but when you're there,
I can see,
like,
Scientologists doing that, maybe.
Yes.
Because they have the power of Xenu and all that shit, you know? Like, I don't know, I can just totally...
If I had the power of Xenu, I would probably be able to do that stuff, too.
Probably. So, speaking of the power of Xenu, this article was sent in to us by 26, I believe. This one is called Wikipedia Bans Scientology, Its Critics from Editing Articles.
Wait, so the critics of Scientology can't edit
people,
the wiki?
Well, here, check this out. Wikipedia bills itself as the free encyclopedia that anyone can edit.
Right,
you
anyone,
know that.
Yeah, if you have an account, you can edit it.
Anyone except for Scientologists now. The popular online encyclopedia has banned people using the Church of Scientology's computers from changing wiki articles about Scientology. Because you know how people, like, if they read an article and say, me and you go on there as the jam hole, and we're like, Scientology is all made up bullshit.
Right.
A Scientologist can then in turn log into that article, log into their account,
fix it.
And say, Scientology, saying, I don't know how it works, if it says we said it or if it says edited by so-and-so, but then they can say Scientology is totally fucking true and awesome and the only true religion.
Right.
So they... Apparently, the people at Wiki got sick of Scientologists editing all these articles to make Scientology sound better.
You think
so
there was
just
a constant battle between
people fucking
editing it, making it look bad, and then them fighting it?
The site's administrators imposed the ban after concluding that church members have been making a coordinated effort to repeatedly edit Wikipedia entries. Wow. It's a mouthful. Like that dildo. Wiki entries to give a favorable slant on the controversial religion. So, yeah, they were going on there and making Scientology sound all totally awesome and perfect and shit. And they're like, stop doing that.
You're
lying.
And
they're lying. Like, no, Xenu said we could. Tom Cruise said we could. And they're like, well, now you're all banned. Which is good. That should happen. Because, I mean, I know
I
you want it to be free.
Why don't you just go ahead and ban every other religious person that goes on there and changes
you might as
true
fucking
things
well.
To false things?
The dispute offers a glimpse at a hidden online war that's been raging, much like this dildo.
It's just going to be purple dildo jokes all night.
Possibly. That's been raging on the country. I haven't even smoked yet. That's been raging on the country's seventh most popular website. Wikipedia.
Wait, Wiki's only the seventh?
Yeah.
I would think it'd be a little higher up.
Really?
A little bit. Like top five.
I don't know. What's the top five?
I don't know.
Probably Google, Yahoo.
Yeah.
IMDb.
MySpace.
Oh, yeah. Google, MySpace, Yahoo, IMDb.
Right.
What would five be?
I don't know.
It wouldn't be like Twitter now, I bet.
No, Twitter isn't.
You don't think so? After Oprah, the Oprah push, the OP,
I don't know
I call
if
it?
It's in the top 10, though.
The
it's
Ocean
in the
Pacific?
Top 20. I bet it's in the top 20.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Wikipedia says the church and some of its vocal critics are engaged in edit wars,
nice.
In quotes, like flame wars,
yeah.
Edit wars, aggressively adding or removing complimentary or disparaging material from articles related to Scientology. The website also banned a handful of church critics from changing articles. Quote, this long-standing dispute is a struggle between two rival factions, admirers of Scientology and critics of Scientology, the site's administrators concludes in a memo posted on the website. Each side wishes the articles within this topic to reflect their point of view and have resorted to battlefield editing tactics.
Right.
Like flashbangs and fucking tear gas and shit.
I got an M16. I'm ready.
Like you log in and it's just blue screen instantly.
Aww, viruses.
And that sucks. Like, that's a tough call. Like, you want to maintain an open forum where as many people can edit it. That's, like, how awesome open source software is because a lot of people work on it. But with open source software, not a lot of people are trying to sabotage
so
it.
So why
you know?
Did they choose the side of the people that are editing it to make it not seem so
No,
amazing?
They chose the side for people that were on Scientology's computers. They're the ones that are banned.
Right. They're the ones making Scientology seem all awesome and cool.
Right. And
so they're taking the side of the people.
Of us, basically.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
And
like,
that's
what
good.
Made them, either
but
way.
It sucks for free speech overall because. I
well,
mean,
no,
it, it's
all
hard
I'm
to draw
is
the
either
line.
Way, they really lose when you look at it because they have to pick a side.
Yeah, and it's an opinion. I mean, that's all religion is an opinion, really. There's no fact-based evidence or anything. Yeah. It's just
well, at least,
theories.
At least we know Wiki isn't a Scientologist now.
Yeah, and that's good, which is weird also because Scientology has a lot of money backing them.
Not as much as the other religions.
Yeah, they have quite a bit, man.
Like,
I,
if
you'd
this
be
was
surprised.
Like drug wars, but
for
religious
how new,
wars.
For
like,
how new the religion is, if this was like your mob, your
yeah,
mafia wars,
no,
you would
that,
want them on your mafia
what
team.
Was that one old game?
Dope Wars.
Dope
Treadon.us,
Dope
man.
Wars.
We used to have a cartel that was in the top 10 every fucking reset, dude. We ruled that shit.
It's like Dope Wars, but with your religion.
Yeah, that's
and how
what
much
it
money
is,
you're pushing
much.
With that.
That's exactly what it
I
is.
I bet there's a game about that.
Wikipedia has blocked IP addresses for certain congressional offices and even temporarily the Department of Justice when Wiki's editor said found abuses coming from IP addresses affiliated with those offices. This
Kitty
is,
is staring
you don't want
down
any
down
part
that
of that, Kitty.
Yeah.
You don't want any part of that.
Really weird.
That's so
she,
awesome.
She like smells it and she's like, ew.
TheJamHole.com/live. You guys gotta watch these live shows.
Kat does, is not.
She doesn't,
happy
she doesn't
with
know
it.
What to fucking think
she
about.
She smelled it.
It
and then she backed up quickly.
She's like, nah, dude, I think I'm good on that. I'm good on Big Purple
But
dong.
She's still staring it down.
This has been difficult in the case of Scientology. Excuse me. Right.
Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm good. This is believed to be the first time that Wiki has banned such a large group. And usually, yeah, like, when it goes back and forth, a lot of times, like, I don't go on Wiki that much unless
they
I'm looking for info.
They pick the group with more money.
Well, no, a lot of times they'll just let it go, and it'll just keep happening until, you know, and then, you, or they'll
this
just
must
close
have gotten
the article.
Bad,
but you can't close an article on such a broad topic.
Right.
Scientology's headquarters are in L.A. and Clearwater. Wiki is founded in St. Petersburg and moved to Frisco a couple years ago. Who gives a shit? Many Wiki entries are a constant state of flux as they're edited and re-edited. The nonprofit site is policed by an army of volunteer admins who keep an eye out for bias or online vandalism. The goal is for articles to be neutral in tone and to explain opposing viewpoints when the topic is controversial. And that's, I guess, where you have to draw the line. You just have to keep it as close to fact as you can.
Right.
You want to keep out any vague.
But the thing about something like Scientology is not. It,
that's
none of
where
it is
you get
fact.
In, that's
like,
where
it,
you get into that
it's
territory.
It's a matter of opinion what's fact at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. But you can have someone go on there. You can. I would leave it at explaining what it is.
Right.
Maybe give like 5 pros and 5 cons. And the people that are with it, you get 5 points to make, and that's it. And the people that are against it, you get 5 points to make, and that's it. Now, you can keep changing those 5 points, but I would keep it at that.
Right.
And then that's all.
That's a good idea.
And then just leave the rest, just facts, when it was founded, who it's by, that kind of shit, what it's based on, an old sci-fi author, you know,
you
that
you should
kind
email
of shit.
That to Wiki and then tell them you, they owe you $1 million.
Some of that internet money.
Yeah.
I just solved your problem. Done.
So give me $1 million.
This
you
has
have
been
it.
Difficult in the case of Scientology. Its most vocal detractors, some of whom are ex-Scientologists, use the internet as a forum to criticize the church and its leadership, and the church defends itself aggressively. Also, I was listening to the SGU, the Skeptics Guide, today. Berger says all religion is retarded. Hear, hear, sir. But and they were talking about how in France, the Scientologists got banned from doing some shit there because they were selling vitamins, but the vitamins were at such a strong power that they were almost like prescription stuff.
Really?
And they're not doctors at all.
What kind of vitamins?
I don't
know.
They didn't really say, I don't think. But yeah, it was on the most recent episode, SGU.
Because if it's and good, I'll just go to the store and buy a bunch of vitamins.
Right, and the Scientologists gotten a lot of shit for it because they're not doctors, and in essence, what they were doing was prescribing medication. And you cannot do that unless
yeah.
you're
well, even
a doctor.
Even vitamins, when you think about it, vitamins
well, it
kind
may
of
not
are
been,
medication.
It may not have been that. It may have been some super strong kind of supplements
yeah,
that were
supplement.
Borderline. And they got They're, shut down in France for
right.
that, which is awesome. And I'd like to see that kind of shit happen
It's
you
like
know,
a
elsewhere.
Multivitamin supplement.
Yeah, from A to Zinc or something.
Yeah. From A to Zinc.
This is spilled over into Wiki, which has an assortment of lengthy online articles about Scientology, its founder L. Ron Hubbard, and its history, beliefs, and various controversies. Scientology spokesman Tommy Davis said church members are only confronting inaccuracies on the web. Bullshit. The story that's being missed is there were people who were doing nonstop attacks on the church and using Wiki to do it. Those people have been banned. And, you know, the church does that in real life.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
so,
you guys are always attacking people.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just the internet story. I just thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, it's the first time that something that large has actually been banned on Wiki.
Yeah,
for
Wiki's
that.
Never really had any problems up until
Not that
them.
I know of. And like I said, I don't really go there that much. I mostly just use it if I'm looking for information like dates or something like that.
Yeah, I've rarely
used it. It's usually really accurate, but I don't. That's all I really use it for. So, I don't know how in-depth it would go for its information. I'm sure it's just like using Encyclopedia Britannica, like the real encyclopedia.
I've used it for looking up some drugs before.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't just use RxList or BlueLight.ru?
Well, yeah, I go there too, but I don't know. Usually when I just Google it, it gives you the wiki, and there's just tons of information about it. So
yeah.
It's nice.
So on Sunday, you know, like I was saying earlier, I spent the whole day
geeking it up.
Saturday, Friday night, we did the show. Did you get all that sand out of your vagina?
Yes,
you look
I
a lot
did.
Better.
I
did
feel much better.
Because even if a little grain is in there,
no,
it'll get irritated.
I douched
Listen,
it. Listen, I douched
get,
it.
But it doesn't matter.
I
it
did.
Will get irritated and it will turn into a pearl.
Why? Pearls are worth a lot of money.
So wait.
More sand in the vagina, the better.
So what happened, though? What, like, you not having a good time? What
well,
happened?
No, I went hiking and just got, I don't know, it was dehydration and not,
lack of sleep.
Well,
depth.
Yeah, that I didn't eat. Like, this is the first time I've gone hiking this summer too. I woke up at, like,
where'd you go hiking at?
Strawberry Lake.
Nice.
It, yeah,
pretty up there.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's only like a 5 mile hike, but it's steep as fuck the whole time, and it was snow also. There
really?
Was, yeah, there was.
You found snow up there? I
it
guess
was,
on the mountains.
No, yeah,
out here,
when
there's
we got up to the lake was completely frozen.
No shit.
Completely, with about 6-7 inches of ice.
Wow.
Like, there was one spot where I could see how thick the ice was.
So what
was
were you
like
guys?
That.
You guys were tripping or anything? Or
no,
just
we
walking?
Just went up there and smoked and then
right
hung out. But it was pretty cool. I wish I had a camera with me. Basically, just picture winter and summertime because it was like 90 degrees outside.
No shit. With
and
snow
there
on the
was
ground,
like 6 feet of snow.
That's
up
intense.
There. Because we were on this one spot that was the only dry spot up there, and it's on this big hill, and everything else is just snow. And the snow's, like, level with this hill. It was so crazy. But, I don't know, I got this gnarly headache from dehydration and all
like
that.
Like, while you were hiking?
Was, as I was going
did
back
you
down.
Have to be carried out?
No.
In a helicopter?
No, but okay. It was gay. Well, it wasn't that bad until I finished.
Burger says 5 miles. I get tired just going up the stairs.
Yeah,
shit.
This is well. And plus,
get some sun, dude.
We were kind of jogging too, especially on the way down. We just kind of ran down.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
is
this
it
is
like, an uphill? Going
oh, yeah,
there
yeah.
down. Obviously,
yeah. It's
oh, nice.
Way uphill. I mean, you're climbing a mountain basically, and there's like a bunch of switchbacks, so you're going back and forth on the
yeah,
face
yeah.
of this mountain.
It was, so, good time, though?
Yes.
And then you had to go to work.
Right, I went to work, and that's when I really started feeling it, because it was, like, 100 degrees in that
yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah, it gets hot.
It was
all
so
those
hot.
Ovens and the grills and the
yeah.
boilers. Yeah,
and
it gets
David's
hot
just looking at me like, are you high or something? Because you are
cause
stupid
you look
right
like
now.
Shit.
Yeah, well, I just, and I kept forgetting what I was doing. I would, like, I'm holding a plate, and I'm walking out into the fucking bathroom with this plate. It's like, I totally
really?
Forgot.
Really? Just
doing,
like, I'm holding this plate?
Because I'd have to go put it away, but I totally forgot it was even in my hands.
That's awesome.
Because all I'm thinking about is how much my head fucking hurts right now. It's basically, it was basically a brain freeze. Like, when you get a brain
yeah,
freeze,
yeah, yeah.
gnarly, but it doesn't go away.
Really?
For like 5-6 hours.
Wow, dude. That lasted. Sucks. Because then, yeah, I remember I texted you, and I was like, so are you coming to the show?
I'm like,
I
don't know.
Probably not. And I'm like, it's cool, we got it. And then, yeah, we got John on.
Yeah.
John did a good job, I would like
to
say.
He's got a good internet voice.
Yeah, and for his first time on the show, he raised his hand every time, and we called on him. We made it a little game show, kind of. Dana did a great job running the pilot set.
Nice.
Good job there. And then, yeah, we made it happen.
It's the captain's seat.
The captain's seat, man. We made it fucking happen. So, yeah, on Saturday, you know, fucking designing, just chilling, designing. Sunday, me and Ryan go out to breakfast.
Saw that picture.
Right. But, okay, so check this out. Like, I know I had a bunch of shit to do Sunday, more designing and everything. And so he wakes me up in the morning, and I had told him on Friday that I would take him to breakfast because, you know.
Well, he bought you. Yeah, last time you went to Buns on the Lake, didn't he buy you breakfast?
Right. So I'm like, I'll take you out to breakfast. So we go up there, and we eat and everything. Awesome fucking food, Buns on the Lake.
Still
and then we come back to my place, and we smoke. And by after we smoke, I'm just like, oh, man. And he's like, all right. And we were talking. We're like, all right.
This is Saturday?
Right. This is Sunday now.
Oh, Sunday.
Saturday was just designing all day.
Okay, got it.
So we do that, and we're talking. We're like, yeah, we're going to go mountain bike, and then we'll fall off and shit. And then we smoke, and I'm like,
I don't want to do anything.
I got to take a dump. I'll meet you at your house. And so he goes, and then I go sit down on the toilet, and I just fart, like, really, like, I must have came off the seat, like, two really? Inches, and I was like, oh, man, I guess I didn't really
Did that
have
hurt
to
your
dump.
Asshole?
No, no, but just, like, I felt like I had to take a shit, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, just, I got
that
just
much
go,
gas.
Go, get out of my fucking house,
right? So
now I'm stoned, and I just want to take a dump with nobody here,
right?
And
I don't want
Danny
anyone
was,
listening. Or
she
anything.
Was at work, you know, she's right. been working all days.
I,
now.
The and, best and most enjoyable dumps are just when no one is around.
I know,
and you can just I, no one's waiting
like,
on you or nothing.
Left.
You can just sit there and just take your time.
Exactly. He left, and I sat down. I heard the door shut. Heard the truck start, and I heard it leave, and I was like, ah.
Yeah,
grab my
relax.
Book, grab my phone, grab my other book, because, hey, I don't know how long I'm going to be in here. And went in there,
if
and
If it
yeah.
takes me more than 5 minutes, I'll get up and try again later. I'm not going to.
I'm out of time.
I don't want to sit in the bathroom that long.
Well, no, and I enjoy it, though, because I'll sit and read and write. Like, it's I'm not surrounded by all these computers, so I'm not like, well, I can do this. It's
See,
like, I'll
I,
actually
I found
sit
out
and read.
Yeah, I just found out what Christopher does when he's at work instead of working.
Watches TV now that
well,
there's
no.
a television?
Yeah, that and when he needs to go to the
or
bathroom.
Or pinball.
The bathroom. He just sits on the toilet and reads. Him and me and his dad had this conversation about...
Really?
That, yeah, he'll seriously be in there for like 2 hours, just taking a shit with something
See,
to read. I don't want to be in the bathroom for 2 hours.
I'll do that at work and stuff, like after
yeah,
I fill.
Yeah, at work.
If I'm going to go in there, I just don't like sitting there like staring at the walls and shit, so I always bring a book, and then if I usually get done pooping before I'm done with the chapter, so then I'll just finish off the chapter. So
well,
then,
the thing is, I concentrate when I'm taking a shit.
You just want to get in and out. See,
right.
I use
See,
it to relax.
I like, yeah. See, so I need a lot of concentration to get this out.
Right, and that's understandable. So after I did that, and, you know, I farted, didn't end up even pooping. Peed a little bit.
Yeah, you got
mostly
pee
just fart,
bit.
And you know I'm reading and shit. And I get up and I come out here and I'm like still tired and shit because it's kind of early. I guess it was like noon or one, but I was up
That's
way
really...
late doing the podcast gangbang site and shit. And I don't know, man. The couch looks so nice, and I just hit the couch and started reading, and totally forgot that I was like, hey, I'll meet you at your house with
wow.
my bike, and we'll go bike and then fall. And so I'm like, I should text him.
Wait, Ryan Falfs?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Kinda.
That. Kinda.
He's not very,
he tries.
For how big he is, he's not very good, but he tries. And so I felt kind of bad because I'm like, I should text him and shit. Like, I don't feel like going. I got shit to do anyway. I'm just going to stay here. But then I was like, that's kind of a dick thing to do. Like, we just... We're like, okay, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, and, he's totally
and then I
waiting.
Went, just because I'm like, stoned. I'm
how
like,
long did you do that?
It was like 15 minutes, 20 minutes
and
maybe.
Then he
like,
called you?
And then I'm like, okay, well, if he doesn't call, I'm not going to go. And if he calls, I'll tell him I'm leaving now. And so I like totally waited.
It was a gnarly shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I was like, oh, he called finally. I'm like, fuck. I was like, should I ignore it? Like, no, that'd be a dick thing.
Yeah,
so I answered him. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I've been riding around in circles outside of my house. Where are you? I'm like, oh, I totally forgot I had to do my laundry, which I did, but I had done that earlier.
Right.
But I was like, I got
you fucking
I had
liar.
To switch
I hope
it.
He's listening.
I'm a
to
bad
this.
Liar. Ryan, I am sorry. This has been bugging the shit out of me all day.
Well, it's good to get it out.
And I know. And so I'm like, all right, I'm leaving now. I just got to throw my shit in the dryer, and then I'm out. I'm like, do you still want to go? He's like, yeah, I'm waiting outside for you. I'm like, okay, I'm an asshole. So I throw my shit in the dryer, and I fucking go. And I'm like, I'm going to leave the truck at the office and then drive my car home, because I had left my car there so I could have my bike, you know, there. Right. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to go to your house. Just meet me at the office, and then we'll go from there. And I get there, and he's riding around. And if you go to thejaml.com/forums or wherever there's that picture at, you'll see him. And I see him, and I'm stoned and shit. I'm like, oh, God, I can't go riding with you when you look like that.
Just turn around.
I felt so bad about it, too. And I'm not dressed anything special.
That? No,
but
you
not
don't
at
look
all.
Like him.
But I wasn't wearing, like, this little black, and he's a big dude.
He's
so
wearing
he's got
tight
like,
clothing.
He had like titties hanging out and shit.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
he's wearing tight clothing.
I don't want to. I mean, riding, okay, that's cool.
I gotta
but
go
like,
look at the picture. Now.
I don't want to fall with you looking like this, and you're loud, and I'm really stoned. And
was
I
he
just,
wearing the long red socks?
Yeah, yeah, totally. He's like, I brought a yellow bandana. Do you want me to put it on? I'm like, oh, would you please?
could you
put it on? And then
just for me.
And then I took the picture, and I was like, you know what? Who gives a shit, really? Right. Like, I'm just thinking all like this because I'm stoned. Like, who's gonna really, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? So we ride down there and shit, and we see Ben, that used to be on the show. He was riding he's got this little thin-ass tired, like, street bike,
that black
you know?
Bike, yeah.
Like, old school.
Oh, he's even wearing the yellow bandana in the picture.
Yeah, 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 totally.
And he's got that tight muscle shirt on.
Yeah, that's, and I just saw that, and between being tired and being stoned, I was like, I don't want to be seen out in public with you looking
and
like this.
And his guts kind of, like, hanging over his belt.
Yeah, titties hanging out. I wasn't, like, just making
and
jokes.
He does have some titties. Like,
just
I
titties
can see
hanging
his nipples.
Out.
Too.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, he's got, like, an old-school road bike, like, the old race bikes with the curved under thing, you know?
The tiny ones.
And he's like, what are you doing? We're like, we're going to the park. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna come and shit, and he's
he
like,
must look really funny on that bike.
It's kind of funny. Like, I'm hauling ass, just having fun and shit, and he's, like, coming. Ryan, like, because we went up a couple hills, he was like, ah. Oh. And he's carrying the little bag with the Falf disc, the oversized fanny pack and shit.
Right.
And then, so we get to the park, and there's quite a few people there, and I'm
Lawrence?
Still yeah, and you know, Sunday, probably around 1:30 or 2 now, sunny fucking day, it's gonna be so crowded, and there's so many people that play Falf now, it's crazy.
And so you're high.
I'm high, and I'm like, God, I really don't want to be here right now, like, with you
I don't
guys,
really have that problem. Well, I guess, but the thing is, you look kind of geeky and dorky enough Falfing that you can Falf with anyone that looks like anybody.
And I got to thinking, I'm like, who really gives a shit? Like, anyway, in the first place, this is just like, if I wasn't stoned, everything would just be normal and I wouldn't even be thinking about this right now. But since I am, I am. And yeah, but
you can't help
so
it.
We end up getting there and playing like six holes or something. And Ryan is totally distracted the whole time and just
by
all over
what?
The place. Like, he is, you know.
But
he's been on the show
anything?
And he'll follow up. He won't even finish a full sentence. It'll be
and
like,
he's like, oh, wait, and then
subjects.
Yeah,
and
he's got something else.
Just scattered. Like, he saw a butterfly, and, like, I turned around, and he was gone. I'm like, what the fuck? He's, like, big. He's, like, big monkey.
It's that ADD, dude.
Yeah, totally. So we finished six holes, and he's like, I'm going to go ride somewhere or something. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ride back to the office, I guess.
After so like, six holes?
Yeah. So this whole trip that I wasn't even going to go.
That you didn't even want to be a part of anymore.
Yeah, but I was.
After seeing him.
I wanted to get out and play Falf because I hadn't got to all weekend. And then we get there and play like six holes. This is not even like a fourth of the fucking course.
Well, you're not
and
missing
then I
much
end up going home.
You're not missing anything except a bunch of cool mosquito bites.
Yeah, there's getting to be a lot of mosquitoes down there. We were down before the show tonight, and it was just like, fuck, dude. You could look. You look above each other, and there's like a halo of fucking.
Yeah, you just see all those little specks flying around.
Solid mosquitoes just coming to suck your fucking brains out.
Like, we don't have to worry about global warming in Montana.
Because
the mosquitoes actually block
the
sun's rays.
The sun. It's like a plague, really.
Yeah.
I might have the Nile virus. I'm not sure.
I probably do by now.
Amazing. Did I tell you what else happened today?
No, what else happened?
Today, I went to my doctor to get the morning after pill.
Can't you just go to the pharmacy?
I think that has to be prescribed. I think it's probably state to state.
I don't think so. I just think you got to be at least 18.
I thought you had to go to family planning and they give you a prescription for it. I don't know. I've never taken it.
The
Have
morning
ever...
after. No, it's just the morning after
is for girls
a one-time thing. You take a pill the morning after.
After you had sex and you think you might have gotten pregnant.
You take one pill and that's
right, and it flushes your ovaries out through your asshole.
So you don't really need a prescription.
That's what I heard.
Not out of your asshole.
Well, yeah.
Why your asshole? You just poop it out?
Well, because your vagina doesn't poop.
No.
It's more, it like kind of drools.
Right.
So your asshole would poop because they're like, they're ovaries.
But it just kind of come out in their period maybe?
Maybe.
Know. Is there any girls in this
Are there any girls or doctors? Either or. I explained to her that the condom broke and I was nervous. She simply asked me when. Hey.
When? When?
I replied, towards the end.
What?
What? I didn't realize she was really asking what day this happened. Fuck my life. Not at what point during the intercourse.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
I think it was towards the end. I'm not sure.
Maybe right at the beginning.
She's like, here's a whole fucking box of them.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
You think you'd notice, though, if it broke.
Well, yeah, that's why she went to get the morning after pill.
No, but he sounded like he didn't know.
This
until,
is a
like,
chick.
After. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's
that's
the
why
girl's
I
confession.
Went to get the morning
I'm
after
confused.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally. I'm high now.
Wow, you don't get any more of this. Today, there was a parents' bike race on the track at my high school for a fundraiser. Speaking of riding bikes.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. See how I did that?
Yeah.
My dad entered. Oh. Never mind. Oh. My dad entered and
your,
ended
your
up.
Your friend Ryan entered.
Right. My friend Ryan's dad. He has a dad. my dad entered and ended up winning. He did his victory dance with a massive blank.
Hard on.
Erection. Yes.
Erection.
Showing through his spandex. Just about all of my friends and teachers and other parents and the hot soccer team saw. Fuck my life.
I don't think I'd get an erection riding a bike. Because honestly, like, after more than about 10 minutes, my ass is done. Like,
hold on. What if it was a bike race you've been training your whole life for and you just won it? Instant erection.
Yes.
Instant fucking boom!
Yep. Except it'd be a little harder than that, I imagine.
Well, when it's this big.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? It's gonna have a little... What if you... you gotta flex it. If you flex it...
I need to do my man...
You can impale someone.
Penis exercises.
You could do cock push-ups with one of those.
Today I got an invitation to my ex-boyfriend's blank. Think hard.
Ex-boyfriend's wedding.
Wedding, absolute! Nice! What did I just knock over?
I don't know. I hit, my knee hit the desk because your slap, like, spun me in the chair.
That was good. That was very good. I'm impressed.
I had to think about it.
I got an invitation to my ex-boyfriend's wedding. We broke up because he didn't believe in marriage. Fuck my life. That sucks for
See,
you.
See, if you should have remembered you said that to her so you know not to
I know,
invite her.
Dude, guys, let me tell you something.
Yeah, I just told you.
If you are in the, what's the game called?
I don't know.
The getting pussy game.
Right.
The game. You probably want a notebook. Maybe not one as big as this one. Because, you know, you're going to be carrying this around with you in your pocket.
More like a pocket diary.
Right. You would want a pocket diary. And, you know, each girl gets a page or two, depending on.
You don't really need that many tiny notes.
Right, yeah, just words,
just little
key phrases.
Yeah, just hints on things you should probably remember later.
Jessica, hyphen, marriage, circle, cross out.
That's all.
And then you get the email or the invitation, and then you open your book.
That reminds me of
And you see wedding.
Marriage,
wedding, and then you open your book, and you're like, why is marriage crossed? I'm busy that day. Thanks.
Yeah.
You bitch. Today I had the Monday meeting that I have had every week for 8 months. We had new people joining today. One of my bosses went around the room introducing people, and he forgot my name. Motherfucker. I've been sitting across from him with a name tag for 8 months. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Dick.
You forgot his name? Just look down for a second.
Yeah, take a minute. But are you that oblivious? Like, could you work in a cubicle farm?
Is it that what it's like?
Maybe
it's a nicer business
any place. No, I think any place that has Monday meetings every
Monday?
Week. Every Monday, probably.
Yeah.
When's the Monday meeting? It's a Thursday morning.
What?
What? I quit. But yeah, I'm thinking like corporation, cubicle farm, call center type
yeah,
of thing.
Maybe. I don't know.
You wouldn't know?
Well, I thought it was more of a bigger upper scale business.
But you wouldn't know. See, that's what happens when you don't talk and I'm drinking.
What?
I have to start talking while I'm still swallowing, and that is hard to do. It's fucking hard.
You can take a minute. It's okay.
Is that cool?
People got time.
Are you guys cool?
Yeah.
All right. You can take a minute and go to thejamhole.com/vote.
Or
get
donate.
Get us up on that shit. Buy a CD. Today, I was working as a waitress at this pub. It was dead. After 4 hours, I had only made $5 in tips. Today, I was working as a delivery driver at this place called Anna's.
Uh-huh.
It was dead.
I
only made $5 in tips.
Yeah.
I had to put $10 in gas to fill up my car. Once again, I made negative monies. Sweet.
And I'm going to have to beg my boss to get my check.
Right.
Not including my tip.
And my other boss lost his fucking phone again, so I can't call him to see when I work next.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
He's going to get a new one.
Yeah,
eventually.
He needs to. And then get, like, a little leash and wrap it around his fucking arm.
Yeah.
A friendly couple came in and complimented everything, all caps, down to the freshness of the lemons in their tea. Hey, everything, great. This atmosphere, great. These olives, fucking great.
Great.
This everything. Air that I'm breathing, what is this? Is this circulated can air?
It's
great.
The perfect temperature?
Is that 3 oxygen molecules? Because this is great.
4, actually.
I'm getting a little wet, but it's great.
It's great. The moisture's kind of nice.
The bill came to $50. They left me a $5 gift card.
What?
Not even 5 real bucks. $5, 5 Starbucks, if you will. Because it was a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, so you
and
get
I,
a coffee.
The coupe de gras.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't even drink coffee. No. I hate coffee.
So
I am actually an advocate.
You get a couple croissants.
To get Starbucks the fuck out of here.
Some
yeah,
good cookies.
They have some good cookies.
Good cookies.
Good cookies.
There's some other good things there, too.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Rice
the one in
treats.
New York.
Scones.
They weren't even. They
you
were like
scone.
Rice Krispie Cubes,
right.
Dude. They were
they're
all fucking
squares.
Three-dimensional and just boom. They were squares cubed. They were fucking good. Today, I was talking to this guy I'm dating and stated that the only...
Was that some
shit.
Dyslexia?
Maybe.
Were you seeing that word different?
I think I was just trying to make up stuff too fast, and I tried to make up a bunch of things all at once, and it just effed me.
Ew.
Stop that brain. You know, I was listening to Big Mouth's today,
mm-hmm.
their latest episode, and you know what I love?
What?
That out of the 4 people that are in that show, when Josh is like, so, I'm faded, let's see what you guys brought to the table. Out of all 4 of them, nobody ever brings, like, is that their thing?
I don't know.
Like, is that your bit?
Like,
that you just,
maybe.
You ask all 3 of your co-hosts what you guys brought, and none of you brought anything, and that's what's funny about it? Because then, like, right on, but...
Yeah, but how often do I bring something?
I don't know if he's that
except
smart.
News.
Well, you read news, and you do other stuff for me.
Yeah.
You're going to see how far you can take this big old dong after the show.
Not far.
Everyone wants to know.
You're not even going to be able to get it in.
I'll get it in.
No.
You see what this
no.
is? Not only is this the balls, but
right.
this right here, that's for your foot.
Is it?
Notice,
It's too flexy, it'll just bend.
No, bro. Well, you fucking hold it. It's like pounding in a nail, if you will. You get right here.
I'm glad you have that to do a visual.
Okay, check this out. You get right here. This is your ass. Let's say this crack in the couch, okay?
They can't see that.
Okay, well, there's a crack in crack. The couch. So you get that in there, like that. Okay? And then you just go,
and then it bends, and it totally messes my ass.
Obviously, I wouldn't be trying to talk into a mic, and I would hold it with both hands, and then I would stomp the fuck out of it.
I'm sure you would.
That thing smells weird. Hey,
I don't like it.
Hey, Mike from Erato Toys, thank you. And do they all smell like that?
It's weird. It's a fruity smell, but it smells like plastic also.
If you were eating out your fucking blow-up doll, like, would it taste like that?
Because that's gross.
Because I licked that earlier, and it was fucking gross.
Did it taste as good as it smells?
It smells like grape, but I think that's my mind fucking with me because
it's purple.
Right. But it smells
like.
Kind of fruity, unless
I think
this was
it smells
used.
Fruity. It might have been used.
Do you think this was used?
Maybe that's the disinfectant that they wiped over it.
It's very humbling, though, isn't it?
It's
like,
huge.
Earlier, I don't know, I think on the jamhill.com/forums.
Burger says, yeah, they do. I don't know to what, but
Danny uploaded a picture of me, and I had it actually in my pants coming out the zipper hole.
Right, that was
like
hilarious.
Over my dick and balls. Like, yeah. My dick and balls just chilled
pressed
right
up against
it. Just chilling.
How insignificant did it feel compared to that?
That's besides the point, but I could not imagine walking around delivering water
with that in your pants. Well,
in
that's
my pants.
Erect. I mean, not soft, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean,
it's not really, though.
You wouldn't be like that all the time.
Like, it flops.
Like, if your dick was that big.
If it was
big,
that big, it would chill like that, probably.
But it would pop the fuck out of your pants. Like, you'd have to wear the most baggy pants.
Well, obviously, you'd get different pants.
You'd have to wear, like, raver pants.
Parachute pants.
Yeah,
I think you would literally have to strap that fucker to your leg.
I
think you would.
Or stomach. It might be more comfortable to point it up.
Hey, I had a joke that I'm not sure if someone else made this up, but
okay.
I might have made it up about Dragon Ball Z.
Uh-huh.
But she's not here right now. Like, do you know about that show?
I saw the movie.
Okay, but did you ever watch the cartoon?
I saw
times. Hold on. Did you enjoy the movie?
No.
Okay, so you are kind of a fan of the cartoons.
No.
Okay, well, it's fine.
I'm not a fan of anything.
My joke actually has nothing to do with that, really. Burger says, would you pass out when you got a hard-on? Like in Testies?
All that blood.
That episode of Testies,
yeah.
I think it was the first episode, where that dude had this huge hard-on, but they kept having to give him, like, blood transfusions every time he wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
That show is so awesome. But, Where do you find a Dragon Ball?
I have no idea.
Down the dragon's pants. I know. I thought that was clever. I was going to tell that to her. Did you hear that? She's out.
She's sleeping.
Out like a light.
Yep. You should go rape her with that
Dragon Balls. Because Ball Z is balls. It's like Basement Boys with a Z. It's boys still.
But it's
cooler.
A space.
It's cooler.
There's a space there.
Dragon balls. Where do you find a dragon's balls?
In his pants. Dragons don't wear pants.
Well, then they'd just be hanging out, dude.
That's so easy, then.
Jesus.
Then again, I've seen a lot of movies with dragons, and I never see a dick or nothing.
Never. Are you looking, usually?
No, but, like,
Brayden,
you see the
bottom.
You know how
I know you're gay?
Because
you look at dragon dick.
They don't have dicks.
Oh,
I bet you
God.
Anything, they're like alligators, and they just have that little hole there.
The inverted dick.
Right, and you gotta stick your finger in it to feel it.
Oh, fuck.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's how you
Is
tell.
Is that how you artificially impregnate them, then? You, like, get semen on your hand, and then you just
stick it in
rub it on?
No, there's a lot more efficient way than that. You just take the needle off of a syringe and you just, you know, put some semen in that, I imagine. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
You watch a lot of Discovery Channel growing
that
up.
That is actually where I saw that, I think. You know, it was probably Steve Irwin.
Crikey.
It was probably that show.
Get Jim
my
thumb
ago.
In his butthole.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Today, I was talking this guy I'm dating and stated that the only reason I am with him is because of what he buys me. I was joking, of course. Like, hey, I'm only with you because you buy me shit.
But isn't that all what it is? Anyway?
The game is just a big game of prostitution.
Of boyfriend and of relationships.
Well, I don't know. Like,
you buy her
really,
stuff and she fucks you?
I don't really buy her stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess a while ago she wasn't really fucking, but
no.
She told, she, like, she, everything's cool now. Really? And so, sweet. But I still, I haven't, like, been buying her things. Like, guys, I fixed it. I just started buying her shit.
Yeah.
Her legs just
opened.
Wide open.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
I wish I'd known it was that easy at the beginning. But no, like, it, yeah, nothing really changed like that.
Right, you just yelled at her
and
enough
even,
times.
I guess at first, maybe, like, candles and flowers, but not, like, every day.
That was that one time.
It was a one-time thing. That's awful.
But, you know, they remember that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they see you do that one time, and they expect, like, all right, that happened on Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I expect the same.
Really?
I don't know.
So then...
But...
Are they always totally disappointed when it doesn't, and then there's no fucking?
No, they just have something to be mad about.
They just get one of those bad boys
yeah,
from Erato Toys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you... Thank you. He then responded that he doesn't care because the only reason he is with me is because I give good head.
Oh, of course.
He wasn't joking. He was serious. Fuck my life. I guess that's kind of what you get for being a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that's like that whole thing about putting the lol after you say something serious.
Right.
Like, it makes it, like, it totally erases any seriousness of what was just said.
Right. Just like you say something, oh, just kidding.
But, like, you had to think of it in the first place. So
right.
I think when she says, I'm only with him because, I'm only with you because you buy me stuff, ha ha ha, it's like the awkward, ha ha ha.
Wait.
But then he was like, yeah, I know. And, you know, I'm only with you because you suck a good dick.
Right. And so it's mutual.
And then she got all butthurt, even though she was the one that, you know, started it in the first place.
Right.
And she's like, I'm only with you because you buy me shit.
And he's like, well, I wouldn't buy you shit if you didn't give such good head.
Right. I think they really get pissed when the retaliation is more clever or just straight up, like, way more mean than what they said. So then all of a sudden, they're like, well, I've never. And that now you're the fucking asshole.
Yep.
That's messed up, John.
It is.
Today, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life. We haven't had sex yet. Fuck
oh,
my life.
Is that what it seriously what it
yes.
says?
That's seriously what
is
it says.
Is that the whole thing?
Yep.
Wow.
Today, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant. We haven't had sex yet. Fuck my life.
That is the best one.
That is
ever.
Fucking brutal. I don't.
Well, then break up with her. Obviously, no problem there.
Right.
It's not like you fucked her or nothing.
Would you be curious at all who the father of the child was? The baby daddy, if you will?
Well, ex-boyfriend.
You think?
That would be my first guess. It depends on how long she's been single. I don't know.
Ex-husband.
Or that. Depends on how old
this
guy is.
I think ex-husband, for sure. Today, I saw the following message on my Facebook news feed.
Okay.
Ahem. Morning sex, colon, parenthesis, my mom, parenthesis, and, parenthesis, my dad, parenthesis, our fans, click here to join. Fuck my life.
Wow.
That's awesome. Your mom and dad are a fan of morning sex. That's... Your mom and dad have Facebook. That's pretty
That's
awesome.
That's pretty sweet. Does your mom have a Facebook?
I don't believe so.
Or anything?
No.
She have Twitter?
I don't think she has a MySpace either.
She should get Twitter.
She should get Twitter because she has a cell phone.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting.
That would be.
I would follow her.
Me too.
Today, a few more here. Today, it was my birthday and my wife gave me... a sex toy for self-masturbation. Honey. Thank you so much.
That stuff, that thing's got a bunch of stuff stuck.
That's because, you know why? It's because our couch has a bunch of disgusting shit on it.
There's probably like a dead body in there.
No, that's my... comforter. Decomposed. My dead body comforter.
No, I'm saying it a body is decomposed in that thing.
In the dildo?
No, in the couch.
Oh.
So there's like...
I've never, truth be told, unfolded it into a bed. I've never fully transformed my transforming couch.
Wow, it's just been like that.
And you know when I do finally decide to do it?
There's going to be a body in there. No wonder it was so uncomfortable.
And I'm definitely going to make the... noise, for sure.
I'll play it on my phone when you pull it.
While I unfold it. While I move the fucking cushions and slowly unfold it.
Well, the cushions don't count.
Oh, okay. You can't go like when the Transformers that always had, you know, things on them or something, when they'd go to transform, they'd just fly away and disappear.
Right.
It'd be like that. The cushions would just like...
Yeah. How do they come back?
That's mine, Michael Bay. let's see here. Today was my birthday, and my wife gave me... Oh, right. The toy.
What?
Sorry.
Right.
I should set this down.
Yeah, you should.
The sex toy for self-masturbation. She even showed me how to properly use it so I can masturbate myself.
Is that one of those cocksucker things?
She's like, look, no, I got
it. Robotic cocksucker or whatever.
She got it made in her likeness, and he was like all happy to get it, and then he saw it was like her face. He was like, aw.
I don't want
that
it.
That sucks.
And then she told me she wanted a divorce. Fuck my
Right
life.
After she said she was pregnant with her ex-husband.
And right
seed.
After giving me this cocksucker thing with her face on it.
That's a big F.
Now every time I do that, I have to see her face.
This is a big F you.
It is.
Today, I was riding a longboard down a hill and fell off.
Bummer.
Bummer. Bummer, dude. I like doing that in the summertime.
Yeah.
Riding your long... As long as you don't have to walk up the hill.
Right.
If it's like a, you know, a decent size hill.
Yeah, as long as someone can drive.
Yeah. Meet me at the bottom. And then maybe pull me for, you know, a little ways.
Right, and then we'll fall.
And then we'll fall. And then we'll do the show. And then... You'll save it, and I'll go smoke, and I'll take you home, and then I'll come back, and then I'll go to sleep. We should do that.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Oh, that's every goddamn day.
Every Monday, Wednesday, every, Friday. Yeah. How does that feel? Are you sick of it yet?
That's, like, what I was thinking. I think someone else on another show said it, like, the more you count the episodes, you're just like, fuck, remind me of how many times I've done this same exact fucking thing. No, but
then again, how many times have you done that same exact thing every day?
Yeah, but just, not doing the show part or fault, like just
right,
sitting
but
around.
But there's other
like,
things you do every single day, too.
Like eat?
Work.
Piss?
Yeah, shit. Shower.
Usually, shower.
You know. You do
fuck.
That everything every day. It's no different.
Is that what
than
it
that.
Is? Are we just
everything is just?
We're like,
I don't know. We're
God damn it. We're like on the fucking the game of life, and we've leveled up everything possible that everything
we're at
we possibly
level
could.
Cap.
Unlimited ammo.
They need to come out with an expansion soon.
We can't find the fucking thing to make the door to level 3 open. We're just like, fuck. I've looked everywhere.
No, see, then
what
they,
am I doing?
They put out an expansion and you gotta buy it for like $200.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and then you can
the
get
the expansion pack?
And then you get like 10 more levels in your life.
Fuck. We should get that. TheJamhole.com/donate. Can you put that on our wish list?
Yes.
We have one of those.
Can we get them on Amazon?
Do that, yes.
We have an Amazon wish list.
So I was riding longboard down a hill. I fell, of course. I was all scraped up, so I made sure to clean my wounds and put bandages on them. Turns out I'm allergic to the glue on the bandages, and now I have an itchy hives all over and around all of my open wounds.
Ew.
Fuck my... That's disgusting.
That would hurt.
Like,
I wouldn't
road
leave
rash,
my house.
Itchy road rash.
With hives.
That would suck.
Hives.
Oh, I don't... Ugh. I don't like the sound of hives, because I don't like bees.
No, bees would, live in hives.
I would definitely not want that anywhere near my body. Ever.
Ever.
Today, three women came into my work, and one of them was wearing a shirt with a rainbow that said, "We are everywhere."
Whoa.
We are everywhere. I had just gotten what it was referring to, and when I greeted them, I ended up saying, "Hi, gays!" instead of saying hi, guys. That sucks. They're probably hi, like, gays. That's right.
Yeah.
We're gay.
Whatever.
We love it. Today, a couple more here. Today, I met my boyfriend in Hong Kong.
What?
I
didn't know. We don't always do that.
You are my soundboard. God. When I point at you and look at you, I should have did this.
Yeah.
You would have known what that was. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we'll have another chance when I read my story
here. Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hong Kong, after being apart for almost 6 months, we got to our room and got right down to business. Oh, yeah. I was just about to come when a voice came over the PA system in the room.
What? Whoa.
This is just a flyer alarm test. Sorry for any inconvenience.
A flyer alarm?
Yeah, like when flyers are everywhere. What? You have to sound the flyer alarm.
That's a totally made up thing.
I know, I just made it up.
But what did they mean?
Fire
then?
Alarm.
Oh.
Right.
You said flyer?
I did.
How high are you?
I'm pretty fucking high. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Today, last one. Today I asked my mom if I could join my friends in getting lessons in self-defense. Hmm. My mom told me that I didn't need them. Because my face was a better weapon to repel anyone. Fuck my life.
Wow. You're
that
ugly.
Sucks. Stop making that stupid face. But man, I can't help it. Butters!
It's just my face.
That's how it is. Yeah. It's just my face. Oh, fuck.
Is that all of the fuck my life?
That is it. You ready to do some news here?
Episode 199? I like how you still have to look at your notebook.
Yeah.
199 episodes of this and every one of them.
Well, it's because every episode, it's a different number.
True.
So I
get them confused too sometimes. Sometimes I think it's the last episode.
But I apologize for that.
It's okay.
All right. Your turn.
Is it?
Go.
Okay.
Hey, what'd you bring to the table today? Have a seat. Have a seat here.
Just take a seat.
Speaking of that microphone, have a seat, camera.
Yeah, have a cookie. Take a cookie.
Take a cookie.
Go ahead.
What'd you bring to the table today, Hal?
This one is called 13-year-old held for murder, comma, necrophilia.
Wait, murder, comma, necrophilia?
Yeah. Murder, also necrophilia.
Like, so that I could fuck you.
Well, yeah, I
had to kill you.
Well, no, murder, I wanted to kill you so I could fuck you. I don't know. Let me read the story.
That's totally different motive, but okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It could be, who knows what his motive is. I haven't read this yet.
Have a seat, guy.
All right, take a seat.
Take a seat.
All right. The police here Wednesday arrested a 13-year-old boy who allegedly killed a 3-year-old girl and had sex with her corpse.
Whoa. Hey, this isn't that kind of show.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
This ain't that dog and pony show, bud. Whoa.
A 13-year-old boy.
What are you doing?
Murders, kidnaps, kills, and has sex with
should
a 3-year-old.
Should you be in school?
It's like, dude, that girl is 10 years older than you. Or but 10 how? Years younger than
God
you.
God damn.
Yeah.
Is this from Florida?
No, this is from...
Well, really?
Some Asian country.
Well, now see, is hold on. Now that you say that, is it like... Thank you. What is the culture there?
Not
like,
that.
Is that cool?
No.
Or are they going to jail?
It's not cool, dude. It's not cool.
No matter
you're
what
be in
your
trouble.
Culture is. Yeah. That is never cool.
You're going to be in trouble.
Wow. Dude, is that caning culture? Like, will they just cane his
whipping.
Ass? Will
I
they
think
co
whips.
Fucking cane his ass?
Cocaine his ass?
Oh, man.
Or whip. They might whip his ass.
I like
some
the
cool
stick.
Whip.
That's fucking
they'll
gnarly.
Whip him.
Wait, what did you say?
Whip.
Wait, say why.
Why?
Okay, now say whip.
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 That's the best Family Guy
I love
thing
that.
Ever. All right.
Yeah, no matter what culture
no,
you are,
no, don't matter
should
who
never
you
be
are. You know that's wrong.
That's
no.
No
matter who you are.
That's no.
I don't care who you are. An official of the Haizhou District Public Security Bureau in Guangzhou said...
Hey, excuse me?
I have no idea.
It's pronounced Guangzhou.
All right. My bad. It does sound better when you say it like
Guangzhou.
That. Guangzhou.
Just point at me and I'll do that. I can do that on command.
Okay, I'll just point
at
you.
Here,
you
test it out real quick.
Okay. An official of the
Guangzhou
District Public Security Bureau in
Guangzhou.
You just say Guangzhou every time.
Guangzhou.
Smell something burning.
Sorry, go ahead.
I can't even talk.
I think that's our ratings, but go ahead.
Best joke all
Thank
night.
You. Thank you. Watch.
The police arrested the accused whose real name has been withheld
as he is a minor.
A postmortem examination on May 21st confirmed that the girl was first killed and then sexually assaulted.
Right.
Right.
Because you couldn't sexually assault her if she was alive, like, struggling and shit.
Well,
it's
a 3-year-old. How hard is that going to be?
Well, you know. Maybe he tried to just knock it out accidentally, and he was like, oh, fuck. He just, like, the head just knocked,
just fell off.
Oops.
Well, might as well have sex with it.
That's what I did when the dog's head fell off.
I wouldn't want to let this go to waste.
I know. It's disgusting.
It's way fucked up. According to the confession of the accused, he saw 3-year-old Wang.
Oh, yes. Please explain why you did this, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
I can't. I'm not even going to try the last name.
Oh, tell me, please. I'll do it. Guangzhou.
No. X-I-A-O-Y-I.
Chuin Chai.
What?
Chuin Chai.
X.
X makes the chwing sound.
Does it?
Yes. Chuin Chai.
How do you know that?
Because I know Chinese.
Oh, so Wang.
I speak Asian. Ching Chuang.
All right. Ching Chuang. Playing near
Asian.
His apartment
cool.
building while he was returning home from school on May 19th.
In Guangzhou?
Yeah. He grabbed the girl and took her to his home while his parents were away.
What grade? Hold on. What grade are
13.
You in?
You're probably
fourth?
In seventh grade.
What?
13.
Like fourth or really? Maybe. I don't know.
Fourth? What?
Fifth?
You
grade?
Mean seventh grade. Unless you got held back like 4 times.
No, they're Asian. They're smart people.
Oh, right.
They're
Asian.
School smarts.
I was thinking
They got that school smarts.
I was thinking United States.
Oh, no. Totally different.
Totally different.
This is like dog ears, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Cut it in half.
And add 5.
Yeah. Add 5. I totally lost my
Excuse
spot.
My
okay,
face.
So the accused tied the girl's hands and feet and forced her head into a basin full of water.
Makes sense.
So, like,
good way to kill. Or,
waterboarded her little
because
ass.
Because she's 3, he just threw her in the bucket because she's, like,
yeah,
this big. Right.
Upside down.
Right.
It's like a turtle
Preferably.
On its shell. It's like, it
sucks. This sucks.
After Wang drowned to death, the 13-year-old...
Did he Wang Chung tonight? I'm sorry.
Wang Chung died tonight. Oh. Got drowned to death and fucked by a 13-year-old.
That's sad.
The 13-year-old allegedly had sex with her corpse. Allegedly. Before throwing it out of his 5th-floor apartment.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Could you imagine...
Could you have gotten any more crazy with
standing
this?
Standing across the street, like, rolling a cigarette or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, just
and,
lands
like,
on your foot of your car.
The fuck is that? This little 13-year-old, like, looking around, like,
yeah.
It wasn't me, bitch.
It just
and
tosses it.
Disappears. That's fucked up
that
junk.
That is way fucked up. I can't even imagine. Only in this country, wherever it is.
Please, continue.
Okay, Wang Long, the victim's father, told...
I'm sorry. That was my fault. I apologize. I can't help it.
Why did you
continue.
Even have to say that?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Continue, please.
I can't even read the story now.
I just got a worldofquotes.com daily quote of the day. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
The quote for June 2nd, out of a little grass comes a great ass. It's an old German proverb.
Wow.
You know how they, you know what they say in old German proverbs. Out
right.
of a little grass
right.
comes a great That kind of makes sense now if you
yeah,
think about it, like
does.
Weed.
Yeah.
I am a great big ass.
All right,
ass.
So Wang Long.
You know what? I am a great big ass that only something this big could fuck.
Yeah. That's like
and
a horse
I'm sorry.
Cock.
I'm sorry.
God.
It's like a game.
Right.
Like how
How low can you go? Or except deep. How deep can you go? So is... Wang Long. Since right. we're on the topic.
God. That is the best name.
Isn't it? I can't help myself.
I keep laughing. All right.
Is there one of those Wong jokes in there somewhere?
No. Okay. Just don't even talk.
I'm not even going to try.
So he's quoted as saying to the South China Metropolis Daily.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, chong.
Yeah, that's in their language. My daughter had gone out to play at about 5 p.m., but when she didn't return till dark, we got worried.
Right.
I'm a little scared.
Where's my 3-year-old?
She's fucking 3.
Are you serious?
Here, just go out by yourself, little girl.
Like that
Have
show
fun.
Rugrats, she just
we'll
escaped?
See you, yeah.
Like,
no,
I'll see
they
you
just
later.
Let her go. It's like, you should probably watch her.
Hey, can someone let the dog and the baby out?
Yeah.
Can you let them
well,
out?
Are you still a baby at 3? I mean, you're kind of walking.
Are you walking?
I think
Are you
so.
A toddler?
Yeah. No, you're... 4 or 5, I think, is toddler, maybe.
Then you're a baby.
Know.
You're an infant. I have no
you're
clue.
Tiny.
You should probably not be out roaming the streets at 10 p.m. in the
no
ever
ever,
especially there.
We went out to
search sounds like
for
a
her.
Bad neighborhood.
Yeah, what's China, dude?
3-year-olds are getting
how do
swiped
you even
off the street.
Crawl around in China?
She got thrown out a 5-story window. She's 3. That is something like a bunch of people have always wanted to do,
dude. I wish there was.
Do
a
you
video.
Think? It was like Charlie Brown and Lucy, like Lucy's just holding the dead baby and he just fucking comes, and, but she doesn't take it away.
Right.
Just
maybe. I don't know.
That sucks for whoever's baby that was. That so totally sucks.
We went out to search for her, and at about 8 p.m. we noticed police barricades near an apartment building nearby. There was word that a little girl had fallen to her death from the building. We stepped closer and found it was our daughter.
Hey.
Fuck my life.
Does that look like... our daughter, honey?
I don't know. She's pretty fucked up.
That sucks, dude.
I can't even tell.
That totally sucks.
But that is exactly what she was wearing when she left.
Right.
Fuck. I don't even want to
try. Is that it for that story?
Well, there's this name here.
Please. Please. Why the fuck not?
Huang. I hate I don't know.
Hai Chow.
Hai Chow.
Hai Chow.
There's no Chow in
it's
it.
It's pronounced Hai Chow.
A lawyer for... This fucking law firm said the accused will not face criminal charges as he is a minor.
So no charges.
So just go home.
Hey, don't do that again.
Go to school.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Really?
Be cool. Stay
so if
school.
You're a minor there, but they make up for it when you're adult.
Well, the court
by
cannot
caning.
Punish anyone below the age of 14 with criminal sanctions, he said. He, however, added that if found guilty, the accused will have to bear civil liabilities.
Right. They want some cash money.
Yeah.
Some yens.
The victim's family can request compensation for mental anguish and funeral charges.
Of course. So, like, what, 800, 900 bucks ballpark?
Yeah, probably.
But so what I was saying is they're all lax like that, but they make up for it when you're an adult by,
right.
like, caning the shit out of you.
No, they just
or
find you a bunch of money.
Doing water.
Is it like
boarding.
That there? Is it really like
I think
that
so.
Still? That's, I don't know if they
what
still
mean
do that.
Still?
I don't know if they
Is it still like that?
I mean, I think
Are
they've evolved a little bit.
Still getting raped? Cause,
well, that'll
fuck.
Happen forever.
That,
I mean,
that
let's
will.
Be honest.
All right, so is that it for
that's
that story?
It.
All right, well, ooh.
Ooh. Is anyone still listening?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, a bunch of people, kind of, but I just saw in my email, I just got the question of the week.
Really? What is it?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to copy it over there
oh,
and do that. I'll read a story, and then I'll do that while you're reading yours, because I really want to read this one. This one's called Octuplets Mom. Huh?
Let me guess.
The Octomom's back. Oh, yeah. She's
oh, yeah.
back, and she's bad.
Yeah.
I got 8 kids. I'm
Better
bad.
Than ever.
I'm pissed, bitch. I got 8 kids.
Yeah.
Octuplets Mom signs right. TV show deal. Of yeah. course, we all... Everybody, we all knew that was going to happen.
Wait,
everyone,
didn't she get a porn, too?
You all called it. What?
Porn?
I think she declined. She's like, hey,
oh,
I want
right.
reality money, not porn money. But I will
that
take
reality
the,
money's
I will,
better.
I will take those diapers.
Yeah.
I will.
Give me some
And that health
diapers.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Because, like, 4 of them are retarded. L.A. Nadia Suleman, who gave birth to Octuplets in January, will star in a reality television series about her family. Yay!
I really want to see that mess.
Good for you. Hey, you get yours, girl. You fucking get it. Then you get some for
me. Is that interesting enough to make a TV show about?
Having eight kids when four of them are retarded, and then you get, like, a colored man to play the, what's it called? The maid? The butler?
Yeah, I guess.
Like Mr. Belvedere? Really be... It's like Mr.
No,
Belvedere.
But, I don't know. Would that really be any more interesting than, say, making a show out of our lives?
No.
It's just as interesting.
Yes, if me and you both... Here, I'm gonna write a show real quick.
Okay.
Write this down. If me and you both had sex with her, Danny...
Right.
For those of you not watching at thejample.com/live. With her, Danny, and probably Buddy Christ...
And
that big purple dong.
And Crumb.
And then she got pregnant, right?
Right.
Now the eggs started to separate, and then I fucked her again.
Uh-huh.
And now there's like weird Siamese twin mutant babies.
I don't think it works like it, that.
No, check this out. This is our show. You can CGI this shit.
Right.
It's a lot like my head and your head and maybe like a boob or something on this thing that just comes out. And then we'll make a sitcom about her and us
taking
and
care
our
of this
weird,
thing.
Our weird little thing.
We have to raise it.
Done. Sell that shit.
That'd be a better show.
The fucking A. We could make eight of them. We'll do it eight times, and yeah. Then we'll call you.
Every 9 months.
So like 8-9 years?
Yeah.
We'll be ready. The iWorks executive who asked not to be named because he's fucking embarrassed as fuck.
Right.
You are embarrassed, dude. Don't name me, please.
Please.
Confirmed a U.S. magazine report that quoted Sewellman's lawyer, some other dipshit, saying a deal has been reached after months of negotiations. Eight kids. They don't have, like, a money amount. But what do you say? She has 14 kids all together.
Mm-hmm.
The eight plus the six she had before.
Right.
So, how much per child would you say? Like, how much do you think she's getting paid?
I don't think they pay her by the child.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. What do you think the overall net would be?
I don't know, man.
And then you would divide that by 14.
Well, she's going to keep it to herself, mostly.
Isn't that public record if it's a TV thing?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe? I don't know. If someone could find out and then do the math, like, take that number and divide by 16, 14... 10, even. 10. Do it in your head, whatevs.
Yeah.
The quasi, quote, excuse my face, quote, quasi-reality TV series would be, quote, an arrangement whereby several events in the children's lives would be filmed in a documentary series.
That were set
end
up.
Quotes.
To
that
happen.
We set up to happen.
Right.
Because they're all partly retarded,
and
this is funny.
They have a boring life, so we have to make up something interesting
right.
to happen to them.
Like, who's that? Oh, look, it's Kim Kardashian and Hulk Hogan. Yay!
Yeah.
Look, kids. What?
Wow.
iWorks British Division will produce the show. Go, you guys. Quote, there's a story to be told about the family, he said. He's like, you guys, you have to see this fucking family. It is nuts. You're gonna love it. You're gonna all watch
gonna
my show.
It.
You are gonna love it.
It's just like every one of those family reality TV shows.
You open the door and they are like shitting on each other's heads. It is
how many
amazing.
Family reality TV shows have there been? There have been
a
like
lot.
The
but check
Osbournes.
This out. This one, they take like 14, 15 people, her included, and
uh-huh.
they put them in a one bedroom studio. Not even a one bedroom, a studio. And then they watch that shit.
That would be interesting.
And then half of them are retarded.
Right. Cuz
that's a key that
and
is
she's
a key,
single.
Key plot point.
And has no job.
Right. Also, maybe they make her go out to clubs, like they make her get like 5 babysitters, cuz legally you have
right.
to have a certain amount of daycare workers per child.
Right.
And you're over you're over the limit. So,
yeah.
And then they give her drugs to drug guys' drinks. And then the guys, like, wake up, and they look, and it's her, and they hear all 14 kids, and they just, like, you film their reaction. And
that
they're
would
like,
be...
my wife, oh my fuck.
I would
fuck.
Watch that.
I
would
see?
Watch that show.
Boom! I want to retire. Done. I don't want to deliver water
see?
Anymore.
You just wrote a
I just
better
wrote
show.
You 3 fucking shows, including this one.
And you, they could have done that.
Two more, and that's a network, okay?
Pay me.
Quote, there might be several shows aired during a year. There are all kinds of possibilities. It really depends on what the networks want. Though he said the show has not been named, of course.
Octomom?
Do you think, do you think there's going to be the word Octo
and Mom
in her name?
Or something.
Just Octo, I would say.
Just Octo.
In the title of this show. I think so. I probably think so.
Really?
I will bet money that yes, it will be used.
They just called Octomom.
Suelman has sought to trademark her media nickname, Octomom, for a TV show and a line of diapers, of course. Suelman has six other children. All 14 were conceived through in vitro fertilization. That is it for that story.
Awesome.
Awesome. Fucking
so are you
going to
copy over our thing?
Why
read this? Are we doing the question of the week?
Yeah, read a story and I'll do that.
This is a short one.
Well, read a longer one. Jesus.
Fuck. This is the one I want to read.
Well, then read that and then read another one if I'm not done. Don't pressure me, though. I need to do this right. This is going to be on the fly networking. He just emailed that to me right now.
How many
shows could do that? Be like, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to do this thing we just got sent to us just now.
Okay. This one is called Pregnant Girl Paid Man to Beat Her Up. Yeah, U.S.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, I kind of need you to be here with
okay.
me. Okay. Because you have some good
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I got your,
I don't know.
I got your six, bro.
U.S. prosecutors say a 17-year-old girl allegedly...
Can you see my balls through these shorts?
I can't see I'm you. Not... The laptop.
Look under the table.
I don't want to. I don't need to.
Sorry.
A 17-year-old girl allegedly paid a man to beat her up so she would have a miscarriage. You know, you can't just, like, go get an abortion.
But maybe that was cheaper.
Yeah,
maybe he
probably.
Was like, I'll do it for $10.
Yeah.
And
$10.
An abortion is at least $450.
Yeah.
At least.
The fetus survived the alleged beating, and the girl had the alleged attacker faced with criminal charges.
Oh, snap!
Fucking cunt.
Oh, snap!
You paid him
She's
to
like,
beat you up, so and it doesn't work,
I
and
hope,
so you get arrested.
I hope you wrote that bitch a fucking receipt. You could be like, look, I got an
she
invoice,
paid me.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I got an invoice.
The
you
girl
fucker.
Who was 7 months pregnant is charged in juvenile court with criminal solicitation to commit murder.
Wow.
So she got fucked, too.
Good.
As
she should have.
Right. She appeared in court Wednesday and was ordered to remain in a juvenile detention center. Prosecutors say the girl paid 21-year-old Aaron Harrison $150 to beat her up after her boyfriend threatened to break up if she didn't get rid of the fetus.
$150?
$150. I'd do it for
$150. I'd do it for $100. I'd underbid you and I'd get the job.
Well, I'd underbid you again.
Well, then I would underbid you again.
I'd just go a dollar lower every time.
That's bullshit.
So they just use me. Court documents say Harris allegedly brought the girl to his home on May 20th, where he is accused of striking her and biting her, leaving bruises on her stomach and a bite mark on her neck. You fucking vampire. Someone watched Twilight, the movie, too many times. Court papers say her fetus survived. Harris is charged
that
with attempted
sucks.
Murder. Yeah, I know. You do it and it
hey,
still doesn't
tell
work.
Me the beautiful story of how I was conceived and then brought into this earth.
Well I paid
a nigga to fucking punch me in the stomach because I didn't want you.
And then it didn't work.
And then you survived.
And
the
so
end.
I went to prison and I had you in my jail cell.
Nice. That's kind of like Jesus, like in a little manger or in a barn kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but what do you think he got for presents?
No. He got gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
No, not this baby Jesus.
Oh, no, not that.
Talking about the new one.
No, yeah, of course, not this baby
what
Jesus.
What would that get?
Probably nothing. For like the next 21 years, I'd say.
10 to 15.
Give or take.
That's it for that story.
All right, fantastic. Well, I got that all queued up and ready. We'll do that after I read this story. This one, whoa. Was that one from...
What?
Florida?
No, it was from Salt Lake City.
Well, then, speaking of abandoned, nobody wants babies that fucking almost die. This one is called Abandoned Newborn Found Inside Box.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
Why are
terrible
you having...
Terrible things are happening to children.
Why are you having children that you don't want?
Look at this. So far, we've had a 13-year-old kill and fuck a 3-year-old.
Have sex with.
And then a pregnant girl getting beat up
and
to kill her baby.
A fucking mom and her 16 children
right,
getting a fucking reality TV series.
Oh my God.
What is this world coming to?
And then.
I don't want any part
of this,
dude.
What do you got?
A newborn was abandoned and found inside a box.
Come on.
What's wrong, guys?
Just have an abortion normally
like
so this
show
doesn't happen.
Started out.
Right.
You get the fucking. What's that pill called?
The morning after
the
pill?
Thank you. The morning after pill. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And done. You don't put it in a box on the site. It's going to come back and it's going to fucking kill you. Because you didn't love it. Do you want to be responsible for that?
No.
You just gave birth to your own personal little Chucky. Congratulations.
Oh, but Chucky was a doll.
Well, that's true. This is from our most fucked up state, Florida. Ocala, Florida.
Really? Osala, is that a place?
Ocala? Whatever. Right. An image of a newborn was who was found abandoned in a cardboard box on the side of an isolated Osama road was released on Monday, and police continued to search for the infant's parents. With the owner of this white... A newborn baby, please come forward. And you left your lights on.
Right.
That's really... Do you think if they put it in a box, they'd be like, oh, should have had a V8. That's where I fucking left that.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. You saved my child. You saved our child's life. Thank you. Driver found the newborn in a QVC cardboard box.
A QVC?
This kind of tells a little bit of a story about who the parents might be. Something a little trailer-y looking.
They don't have enough money to buy the stuff on QVC.
In an area with a bunch of other trailer-y...
QVC is expensive stuff.
You think?
Yeah.
As seen on
usually.
TV shit?
No, not QVC. Well, not all I've seen.
Isn't that the same stuff?
QVC is like... Yeah, they sell
all the
kinds
Home
of,
Shopping Network.
Yeah, they sell, like, nice shit, though.
I used to fall asleep to that when I was, like, 4.
Why?
I don't know, because I needed the TV on.
But why that channel?
Oh, I don't know, because it was one of the 3 that I got in my room. Oh. I don't know. Right, QVC box, along with a blanket, an article of clothing, and a diaper. Hey, baby, you're probably going to need this.
Yeah. You're going to need a lot more, too.
The one diaper that we got. From the fucking hospital. That sucks. Fuck. Police on Monday said the girl, who was about 3 to 7 days old,
David says they live near an old person. Old people buy tons from QVC. It's old people.
Old people don't have babies, though. Do you think, though, maybe it was like a freak accident and an old person had a baby and they're like, holy shit.
I gotta get rid of
this. I don't know. I gotta ditch the body. I don't know what to fucking do with it. I could see that.
It's probably like a stillborn.
Your eyes are red as fuck.
So are yours. If you can even keep them open.
My eyes are open fine.
No, you look like a Chinese person.
I was just demonstrating your story from earlier.
Gotcha.
So that sucks for this 3-day-old.
3-day-old?
What do you do
old?
With that?
Yeah.
Although she did suffer some ant bites, the police said the child may have been abandoned the night before being
found.
Wait,
so it was alive?
Yes, it is now currently alive and amassing a lot of hate towards its fucking parents.
It's not going to have a good childhood.
Training. Fucking
yeah.
In all of the martial arts and dark arts.
Right now, that kid's going to have a rough life.
Rough life.
It's not going to be good. It's not getting any better.
No. Yeah. If this is how it starts, dude, it's all downhill from here. I'm telling you. You could get older and sue, maybe.
Could.
And get money, but chances are...
Not going to happen.
Not going to have any money to give you.
No.
Wesley Pringle found the infant when he noticed fingers poking out of the box on the side of the road. Quote, that's the roughest start you could ever have. I reckon. For your mom and dad to just abandon you on the side of the road, Pringle said. The child has been placed in the custody of the Department of Children and Families. That sucks.
Awesome.
Quote,
what else are they going to do, though?
that's all. I mean, does anybody want this?
No.
Like, off, real quick,
free baby.
Anybody, off the top of your head, can you think of anybody that would want this?
Anyone want to buy a baby?
Anybody.
I'd sell it. Put it on Craigslist. Put
oh, there you go.
Put it on Craigslist for $1 and just, but don't actually sell it for $1. Just give it away.
Just be like, you know what? You keep that dollar and you buy this baby some.
I only put the dollar there because you have to have an amount on Craigslist.
You just buy that baby some love.
Yeah.
And you take that dollar. That's sad.
I'll give you $1 to take the baby.
Right?
Go buy it a diaper.
It's terrible someone would do that. I would rather them drop the baby on my doorstep than to do that. Take the child somewhere safe. They say ants had got on the infant, said Lewis Dowdy, who lives near the location. It's probably her baby. I'm going to call it right now. That might be her baby.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Probably.
Quote, it's very sad. It's very dangerous. There's snakes out here, said Florestine Lee, who also lives nearby.
Florestine Lee.
I might be related to that. Florestine?
That's from Florida.
What?
Florestine?
Is that a Floridian name?
I don't know.
A lot of dangerous animals come out at night that could have eaten up that child. And that child did not ask to come into the world. So I'm saying I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. Should have just had an abortion.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, I guess. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
No, thanks for everything. Thanks for life. I love life.
I can tell. You look like one of those people that, that love their lives.
You look like one of those people that just loves the shit out of life.
Yeah, just love being alive.
I'm high on life. I'm so high that I might need a retox program. Did you see that movie?
No.
Greatest movie I've seen in a while. The Onion News movie?
Oh.
Onion Ray News movie?
I downloaded that a long time ago.
So
I never watched
funny.
It.
I loved it. It was just so...
They have some funny videos on their site.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff like that, but it's in a movie.
Right.
And Steven Seagal's in it.
Really?
It's awesome.
I hate that guy.
No, but it's so funny. He just punches people in the balls.
Nice.
But there's a whole... Yeah, it's great. Police were searching for a woman driving a gray pickup with a white topper, placenta, umbilical cord probably
hanging out
the back of
it.
Quote, I hope they find the parents and things get resolved, Dowdy said. I'm sure that's going to happen.
No.
We need to resolve this issue.
Those people probably don't even live in that state.
Drive through, maybe? They were just like on
visiting,
their way somewhere.
On vacation.
Going to bigger and better
things. Have a story about, I don't know if I read it though, about these people that were going to Disneyland, I think, or something like that. And they had this lady had her mom with her, who was, like, I don't know, 80-something years old.
Right.
And they drove, as they were driving to Disneyland, they just stopped in some town.
And just dumped it out?
Left her.
Are you sure that wasn't one of the National Lampoon movies?
No. It was this old lady that just left their grandma in this place, and they were going...
Did we do that on the show?
I don't know if I read it. But it was one I had.
Sounds interesting.
Reminded me.
I think that child deserved better than what the mother did. State allows for an unwanted newborn to be left at a hospital, fire station, or other emergency medical service station without it being considered child neglect. But we are going to fucking bill you. We are going to bill the fuck out of you. That kid is going to be like $50,000 in debt at least by the time it's like 15.
Oh, God.
Calling it.
Sucks.
Many people have come forward offering to adopt the newborn. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
There's like a baby found in this little town and like all the residents are like, brains. Oh, that'd be so great. They would put it up and take care of her before going up for adoption. Officials said it will take months before she is put up for adoption, of course. We're all going to just pass her around and see how awesome it is to have a fucking child in your house. Cool. Just put it in a little box.
Yeah.
Put it in the corner.
Whatever.
Feed it like little nuts every now and then. Be like a little squirrel.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Need some water.
All right. That is it for that story. You need some water?
No.
Yeah. You have to water it.
Right.
Definitely.
It's like a plant.
If you're Yeah, it is. Maybe get some dirt for it to play around
right.
in. Kids always like
dirt. Some Miracle-Grow.
Right.
It'll grow better.
It'll grow big and strong. Throw a little milk in there.
Yeah.
It's good for the soil.
Oh, well, since we're on the topic of killing children.
Oh, please. Fucking please. Hey, that's another thing when me and Ryan were falfing.
Uh-huh.
There was, like,
tons of kids.
Oh my god, dude. It was so dangerous. I was so
scared. Especially
how
awesome he probably throws.
I was so scared, dude.
For him or for both of
for
you?
For him. I was okay.
The only thing I'm really scared of is going over the fence, just because it's annoying.
Yeah, that's fine, though.
It's not scary. I just fucking hate having to do
I'm waiting, though, one of the times.
I'm
like,
gonna
I've
cut myself
I've
on
been
it.
Nicked a couple times.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
I'm worried you're going to cut yourself and then remember just how awesome that feeling is.
I don't think
and
so.
And then you're going to start cutting yourself again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I don't think that would happen.
Promise me.
Right.
Fucking pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Virtual pinky swear.
Jesus.
Please continue.
Anyway, this one is
please
called,
move forward and talk
this
more.
This one is called Intruder Killed Child While Parents Slept.
Okay.
You got that?
Makes sense. Of course. Makes perfect sense.
A 29-year-old man is in custody after he allegedly sexually assaulted.
Wait, allegedly or?
Allegedly sexually assaulted and killed a 3-year-old girl early Saturday morning as her family slept inside their home.
Now, that's kind of weird. That's another thing that has to do with sex again. Are
and 3-year-olds.
Are guys not... Was it not just me a while ago that wasn't gay? Like, was every guy not getting enough sex and some of them just couldn't handle it and they're like, I have to fuck something... The next thing I see, I'm going to fuck 3 year. Oh, fuck.
But they broke like, into the... He broke into the house to do
right,
this.
Because that's where the 3-year-olds are. They're in the house.
But it's not like he just saw it and he's like, oh, I'll just fuck that because it's the first thing I saw. He, like,
went to a house
specifically
this,
to fuck this 3-year-old.
This specific 3-year-old.
Like, he knew it was there.
Right.
It seems like.
He knew, like, the drugs are in the drawer under the clothes and socks, probably. He knew.
Or maybe he saw a car seat in the car in the driveway, and he's like, hey.
First house with a car seat in the car in the driveway. Hello.
Hello.
That's fucked up, though. Like, yeah, these guys are just not... Berger says, I censored a really fat chick last week.
I fucked.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm calling it.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll take that wager.
So the Mercy Medical Center notified city police around 5 a.m. after a 3-year-old girl was brought to the facility and pronounced dead on arrival.
D-O-A.
The police chief said the girl's mother discovered her after waking to feed another infant child. Like
so
my
he
other
didn't, he
girl.
Didn't get to them all.
No, he just
I had
want,
twins.
He
just, I had triplets. Wait, I had octuplets. So she's
wait,
got
I
seven
have a TV
left.
Show.
I have a oh, fuck. That's awesome.
The perp broke into the house, sexually assaulted the child by raping and sodomizing her.
Of course, as
the
per
child was
textbook.
Killed, we believe by suffocation.
It's an easy
the,
way.
The parents
or you
and
just
two
throw
other
in a bucket of water.
Yeah, and the parents and two other family members were asleep at the residence when this occurred. Police said another young child who was at the home, which police described as small but with at least 2 bedrooms, helped them identify the suspect as D. Jesus Malaysio Camacho.
That's why he strangled
his name's DeJesus.
DeJesus. DeJesus.
DeJesus.
That's so great. But that's why he strangled her. Because if the baby would have started crying, everyone in the house would have been up and he would have been busted. Could you imagine walking in on that? Like, way worse than walking in on your teenager having sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Walking in on your 3-year-old having
raped.
Sex.
Like, picture
that's ugly
picture
when
the rape scene in Last House on the Left, but with this little 3-year-old.
Oh.
Like, that's what it would be like.
That's, like, oh, sorry. God.
That's not what it looks like.
You're 3.
You're 3.
You little whore.
What else does it look like?
That's my boyfriend. Mom's pissed. That sucks,
that's
dude.
That's disgusting.
Would you rather, if you could pick, knowing now what you knew, or wait.
What?
Never mind. If you could pick, would you want that life or being abandoned in a box?
I'd rather be abandoned in a box.
And have no raping, sodomizing
None.
Than having...
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
You?
Yeah, probably. Agreed? I'll just... At least they start you off with a house, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
At least like, you got a house. You got something. Somewhere. God. That's still not very good, though.
I just picked up the empty one.
The empty
I was like, I thought I set it down there. That's my God. Bad.
DeJesus is charged with first degree murder,
of course he
sexual
is.
Assault, and burglary. All felonies.
Fucking crucified.
I know.
They
crucified his ass.
Fucking Jews.
That's it for that story.
That is crazy shit, dude.
All these fucking people.
Hey.
Like, leave the little kids alone. They didn't do anything.
If you don't want the child or... I guess if you want to fuck it, there's nothing you can do about that.
Okay, so wait. Burger says, I fucked a really fat chick last week. Gross fighting through all that fat.
Okay.
You didn't read the next
part. I didn't read the next part.
And then...
And I don't know what that says under it.
That looks weird.
But, like, yeah, don't have kids if you're going to just fuck them or throw them in a box. Like, just don't have them in the first place. It's cool to do that.
Well, yeah, morning after
no matter what,
pill.
40 Days for Life tells you it is okay to do that. It is.
Is it?
Trust me, yes. I know for a fact.
I believe you.
All right. You ready to do some question of the week?
Yes. do you know who's giving us
Hot
the question
cakes
of the week? Hotcakes?
Has sent in this week's question of the week. We took a couple week hiatus there. Is that what they're calling it? Hiatus?
I think so.
They just...
We can call it that.
Okay. A little 2 week hiatus. We're back. We now have 7 shows involved with this.
Right.
So I believe this is the first week that they will
do we have a set order? We need an order.
When I build,
someone's gonna forget.
When I finish the next thing I do on the site after I get everyone's shit in there will be to make the schedule.
Because after the first seven
is
gonna
be hard. After three, after them, I'm gonna forget whose turn it is.
Well, no one will know. You'll just be like, all right, choose this one. Then you'll choose everyone until someone has a turn, and then it'll be a completely different order next time.
That sounds good. Let's do that.
Should we?
Let's do that.
Just don't even try to
all
remember.
Right. And I didn't convert this or anything, so I'm just gonna play it.
Well, I hope
so
it works.
Will that be okay?
I don't know. Let me look.
All right. Are we good?
Go.
All right. This week's question of the week. Podcast Gangbang. 7 shows. You know who they are. Podcastgangbang.com.
Right.
This is Hotcakes. Question of the week.
Hey, everyone. This is T's Cross from the Hotcakes Podcast. And here's your question of the week. Would you, as a known heterosexual, accept a blowjob in front of the Supreme Court from a mystery man if it meant immediate and eternal freedom from discrimination for homos? Part 2, would you do the same to legalize weed?
You must choose.
That's awesome. I would say I really don't care what the homos do, but
right. But legalize weed would be cool.
That would be cool until the government started taxing the shit out of it. Hold on. So is the weed going to be more than $50 an eighth? And is it going to be as good as what I'm getting now if I was getting
it's
weed
gonna
now?
It's going to be better.
But it's going to be like $100 an eighth.
I don't know.
Cigarettes are fucking $8.
Once the government taxes it, it'll be bad.
So I don't know. Because
I
don't really give a shit about the gays. So
yeah, I really,
whatever you want. I don't care. But
they can do whatever.
I guess, though, if weed's legalized, I still don't have to buy it legally if I was to buy weed. So I could probably.
Yeah, but yeah, so if
so
you, you, it'd be
just,
legal to have it, you just can't. Go. You just don't buy it from
the
legal sources.
Get my dick sucked and then just keep everything else the way it is? Because then I would just choose that.
Why not get weed legal while you're at it?
Because then it won't matter either way, right? I could buy it the way I'm buying it
if I was to buy it, or I could buy it at
a store.
No, if weed is legal, though, and you buy weed
I
from
could just
your
grow
friend
my own
for
then.
$50 or whatever an eighth... If you get caught okay.
I can't afford that because I'm spending $30 on a can of fucking tobacco. So
right.
Could they mix?
But I'm saying it'd be legal to have weed so you wouldn't get in trouble for
having it. Yeah, so that would be good.
Like if you got pulled over and there's a pipe in your car, it's
cool.
It's cool because weed's legal.
Or they make you do a sobriety test and then you get a DWI.
And, don't be high and drive.
What?
What?
Don't what?
Be high and drive.
Why?
Well, if that's what's going to happen.
It's what I'm going to have to do here in like 10 minutes while I take your ass home.
No, but you can't even tell.
So
I could pass
the
sobriety test.
The blowjob is from a dude both times.
Right, either one. It's a mystery man.
Right.
Like, you don't know who it is.
Is the mystery man T's crossed from Hotcakes?
It could be any... single person.
Can I pick the person? Because I would pick T's Cross from Hotcakes.
No, he said mystery.
He gives a badass hummer.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't.
I know
he
does.
Mystery man. could be anybody.
Oh, but I don't get to pick.
Okay, I'm sure you know that he gives good head.
Right.
But I'm just saying it might not be him.
Oh.
It could be anyone. Any dude.
Would they give good head, though?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Well, they fucking
If it's going to be in front of Congress, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
You better make it good.
Yeah, you better. It's probably going to be on TV. You want to make
so
it look good.
So, are you getting sucked off? Or wait, what was the other choice?
Get sucked off in front...
For the homos or for weed?
For weed.
That's one or the other. It's
one
not
or the
like
other.
Get your dick sucked by
you
this
can either,
or not.
No, you have to choose between getting your dick sucked between for homos
Got
or
it.
For weed.
For weed.
So, obviously, you choose weed.
Because I don't give a shit about what the homos do.
Right.
Right.
Just because. I mean, if I have to do one, I'll do that one.
And getting your dick sucked isn't gay. I mean,
no, sucking dick's gay.
Right.
Like, that
the
dude sucking
man,
the dick.
He's totally gay.
He's a fucking faggot.
Right. Fantastic. All right. Well, there's our answer. That'll be up on the podcastgangbang.com as soon as I make more of the site. I need everyone that's a member of that site to send me information.
Right. Or make an account. Can they make an account and do
it
themselves?
Yet, but soon. I think I was just going to make the accounts and send the passwords.
Right. That's what I meant.
Right. Because I don't want a bunch of people making accounts. No. Unless everyone wants one.
No. Just,
like just user accounts.
No.
But
just the people that.
You don't
so they can maintain their own pages and shit.
Okay. That would be helpful. Because I don't want
to
have
to
maintain.
Well, they need to upload their episodes.
Yeah, that
anyway.
Well, just the address.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is really fucking long.
Well,
so,
we're an hour and 55 minutes.
All right, well,
here.
I just remembered I got a voicemail to play.
Really?
And then we will probably get the fuck out of here.
All right.
And voicemail, go. If you guys want to leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687, leave a message at the beep.
Hey, MDS here. I just watched the KTG New York Live show. Everybody that's a Jam Hole fan should go peel off $5 to go see Matt and Braden at their finest.
Dude, not at all. Worst
not
thing
at all,
ever.
Dude. But I do agree you should go to keithofthegirl.com/live or wherever the fuck the address is
right.
And go get that. And I hope it's good because I got yelled at for having a video up, so go buy it.
No one even watched
no,
it.
No, actually, that was for the stand-up show. That wasn't for the live show,
right.
so
never
mind. Fantastic. Well... Thank you, everyone. Make sure you remember thejamhole.com/rush. It is the beginning of the month. If you haven't done it yet, do that. Keep us in the top 10, or at least in comedy up there for this whole month again. Because
it'd be sweet.
We were up there the whole month last time.
The whole time.
And that was
we
sweet
didn't leave.
Shit. Sweet
we were at 7
shit,
or 8
guys.
The whole time.
It was sweet shit. It's
awesome.
Cool seeing our shows ahead of, like, Distorted
Everyone.
View and shit like
Every
that.
Every show
Even
that
if
mattered,
it's only,
pretty much.
It's only for, like, you know, a few hours, but it's cool seeing it there. It's like, bam, we did
all
that.
The big, we were
you
ahead of most of
that.
The big ones.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's cool. I don't think they fucking mentioned it anymore, though. I think they're, like, whatever about
what
the PCA. Because that site's never fucking updated. The only reason people go
Other
there is
people's episodes are.
Well, no,
just
that. But I'm saying the site itself isn't updated. It's just the directory.
Right.
And people add, yeah.
People add their shows.
Whatever. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/MySpace/YouTube/ fucking all that shit. You know where it's at. Thejamhole.com/forums. We'll be back Wednesday. For show 200.
Party super party.
We might have a bunch of people that have been on the show for like the past 100 episodes, but chances are it's probably just going to be like Adam and
one other
Ben,
person.
Maybe.
And John.
And John. Yeah, John will be here if he has after work. And yeah, we'll get all fucking drunk and stupid or something.
Sweet. And try and do
I'm
a show.
Really looking forward
we'll
to
We'll try
that.
And do a show.
The next show might just be Friday for episode 201.
Yeah.
200.
With 26Z.
We'll just forget about that. Yeah, and then Friday, we are bringing... I fucking hate doing this.
We gotta do this.
It's
again.
Gonna be cool. It'll be cool. We're gonna bring all our shit up to 26Z Studio. And we're gonna podcast from up there, so they can play some fucking live music. And that'll be episode 201. That'll be Friday. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/store. Check out the cool pictures that I made. If that's the only reason you go there, just look at the pictures. But make sure you go there. And if you want a CD, give us $10.
Word.
I love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.